The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sylvania for all your home lighting needs. I do.
You can love your pet, but just don't love your pet. You know what I mean?
I can't remember being surrounded by so much happiness. I'm so happy. I can't wait to come back tomorrow.
Don's going to be a little late. He's going to be here a little bit later on. And okay. I'll pull back the curtain on that in just a moment. But I do want to tell everybody, it is Friday, November 2-2. And I am here. Don will be. Here's the deal. Right. Friday is, I hate to pull back the curtain, but Friday is Don's candy striping day.
Is it?
And, you know, he cares so much. he cares so damn much for others that he just decided to run a little long today. So, you know, he's just helping others, which is what he does. People don't realize that.
He's not really depriving.
You would think that cold, crass exterior that you get sometimes on the radio show, you would think that he doesn't give. But I'm here to say, I'm going to embarrass him, but pulling it back, he'll be here about an hour or so from now. Dom will be here, and he'll tell you all about it. And I know he'll be too embarrassed to go through the details about his candy striping, which, and he wears the uniform.
He looks so good.
Yeah, I think he looks fantastic.
The hose
that he wears, those white, lovely hose with the corrective shoes, and he looks great in them.
Really?
Something that Bill O'Reilly is hopefully going to follow the example of Don and do some candy striping. But for today, we do have, without further ado, let's get right to our Bill O'Reilly moment of the day, Rob.
God, I'm senile here.
Wow.
Can we hear that for those that might have missed that?
Absolutely.
God, I'm senile here.
That is today's...
quite a revelation.
That is today's Bill O'Reilly moment, and we are all here. It is Friday, a great day here. Lots going on the show today. We've got this ultimate fighting guy that I'm going to get to talk to momentarily. Very, very exciting, and lots going on, and before we get to you, because I do want to talk to our listeners, I do want to tell everybody that I had a moment this morning. I had a moment before I came to work. It was right after, let me just tell you what my routine involves now.
Okay,
please. As I live on my own. I still live, as we mentioned the other day, in a semi-rural environment.
Right.
And where I live now, in the kitchen, in my kitchen, is a window, like many kitchens are designed like this, that's located right over the kitchen sink.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing a lot of cooking because my kids are coming to visit me this weekend, and I'm very excited. And I wanted to prepare all this stuff so I could just pop it into the microwave and serve them some really good, hearty fare. That's what I'm looking forward to this weekend, along with taking them to the Harry Potter movie. So I'm standing in front. It's not that hearty.
Oh, okay, just checking.
So I'm standing in front of the... of the kitchen window, and it's just me in this house, and it is rural, and there are not many people that are around, and so when I get up in the morning, I go downstairs, and I kind of check the computer, and I run around and do my little errands, and I do that in my underwear.
Ah, well, I mean,
I don't feel that there's any real need to, to get... No.
Yeah.
I don't feel there's any real need to, to be fully clothed and to go downstairs. No, I'm not going to see anybody like I used to.
Right. You've proven in the past you run around here in your underwear.
I do.
So, it makes very little difference.
It's just very comfortable for me. I get up in the morning, occasionally. Now that I have my little TiVo, I'll turn on my little TiVo, and if I've missed something or fallen asleep watching something that I'm TiVoing, I love the TiVo. How I lived without the TiVo is
a great invention.
I mean, the TiVo is the greatest thing in the world.
Yep.
I actually now, like, for example, CSI, which was on last night, was it 9 or 10 o'clock? I forget.
9 o'clock
last night. So 9 o'clock, and I'm cooking all my like hamburger helper and stuff like this.
Right.
And I'm making. I made lasagna though. Okay.
You had all that ground beef.
I had ground beef. Yeah. Everything that I made
was
really burning up this ground beef that I had.
Mm-hmm.
I was very excited about making all these dishes, and I used all 6 pounds of the ground beef.
Good job.
That way.
I've got like 4 different entrees in the kitchen that I...
Pound and a quarter in each one.
There's about a pound of ground beef in each one.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't use... I mean, I ate some of the food that was there, too.
Ah.
Oh,
so I have... Let me see. I have dirty rice... I have a double order of hamburger. Listen, I'm not going to eat this because I'm on a diet now and I'm not eating the regular, fare.
This is for the kids.
This is for the kids. Right. Nice, good, hearty, stick to your ribs, kids food.
Yeah, right.
And some might say this is not. I know you're supposed to, make healthy food with low sodium for kids, but I mean, once in a while, give them a nice little hearty meal. And I know it's probably full of preservatives, but why am I defending myself?
No,
this is what I do. This is what you do when you're separated.
No need to do that.
You somehow feel this urge to defend yourself all
the
time.
Fine.
I made the food, and it's in the refrigerator now. It's not frozen. Mm-hmm. It's just ready to be put in a nice little kid's bowl and heated up, and it's going to be fantastic. I'm going to serve it with bread, and it's going to be be wonderful. But I really do digress.
Yes.
I was talking about TiVo.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about being in my underwear.
Yes.
Standing in front of the kitchen sink as I am cleaning the pots and pans from my night of cooking, because I didn't do it last night, which I might have done. I look outside and I see something highly irregular. I back up to a severe amount of woods. I mean, it is rural, rural, rural. And there is something out there that I am looking at that I have never seen before, and I can't get a really good angle because it's behind, it's obscured, somewhat obscured by four or five trees, but this is, it is big.
Another neighbor in his underwear.
It is not moving like a bear or a deer, because I've seen plenty of deer out where I live. It is moving, it really is moving, almost looks like a dinosaur.
Wow.
It is a weird, it's this weird little thing, but it's deep enough in the woods where I can't get a good look at this thing from my perch. So I go out on the back. I'm going to get enough of that later.
Okay.
I go out on my patio on the back, and I got this little concrete slab back out there, the house that I'm renting. And I look up the hill, and I'm squinting to try to see. And it's not moving like an animal would move. You know, an animal would have slow moves. It's moving like bird-like movements, and I realize it is... It is some type of bird, but it is huge.
A pterodactyl.
It's massive. It's a very large thing. It is not like a little tiny bird. 40 pounds?
That big?
Wow.
It's big. And I take a walk into my you know, my sooties are getting cold at this point. Because and I'm cold, and it's a cold morning that we have, and I don't want to get all mucked up and like walk out into the muddy part of the backyard. So I clap my hands, and then the thing takes off. And the thing appears to be, and I have no idea because I haven't seen one.
Uh-huh.
I think I may have seen one time. I think it was a wild turkey.
Wow.
I think it was a wild turkey. But I don't know.
Not a drink.
It looked almost... No.
That has been spotted.
That was the night before, but
yes,
maybe that accounts for what I saw.
I wondered.
No, it was... You know, I live out in Virginia, and I don't know. I've heard that they have wild turkeys running around Virginia.
That time of year.
And this thing is gray. It's like gray. It's got feathers. But it's big.
Gray?
And it didn't fly. It kind of sprinted away.
Aren't they normal? I think they're normally black, and red, and white.
No, this was not. Well, I think of the wild turkey when you see a wild turkey. I think of every Thanksgiving poster where you see the big, almost like peacock feathers with the big fat thing, and then the big jowl hanging out. This looked really more like a gray bird that was just sort of jamming along a little bit, and I couldn't I don't know what it was, it didn't really scare me, but it did. It certainly aroused my curiosity.
Ooh.
And aroused me.
Yeah, of course.
So back in my underwear, I go back in, and I don't know, I really don't know whether it was a turkey or not, but I think it was a wild turkey.
Uh-huh.
I mean, out there, and then, to make matters worse, so it shakes me a little bit.
Sure.
But then on my driveway, did I mention to you the evil, like, baby doll that was left in my driveway one time?
No.
That looked like it had been dragged there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I actually threw that away, and it was, like, all chewed on, and it looked like some sort of animal had chewed on it. And
like a turkey?
Today, I don't know whether this is related to the turkey at all. I mean, I'm a little freaked out today because, every now and then when you're living on your own, you get these sightings that you have. And as I'm driving out the driveway today, there's a half-eaten boot with just, like, the sole of the boot, a work boot. And it's half eaten. Something. It's not that big.
Spooky.
It is. Somebody has told me that it could be a bear.
Uh-huh.
It could be a wild dog.
You live so far out there.
But here's the BS. We don't have coyotes. Do we, Rob?
No.
In Virginia?
No.
All right. So that was somebody who was working.
But you are still in Virginia, right?
I am in Virginia.
You're not out to Ohio yet.
Not out to Ohio. But, I mean, whatever it is, it's always in roughly the same spot. So not only do I see what I think is this turkey. I hope it's a turkey. And I don't even know if this is... I mean, is this the season for, for turkeys?
Sure. Absolutely.
You ever eaten
a wild turkey?
No. Never had.
Harry's sister's boyfriend killed one once and brought it and roasted it, and it was delicious. And I think it was... I think this is turkey season.
Speaking of turkey, is this who I think it is? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Tom, why are you calling, Tom?
See if I come in and fill in for Don.
Don's coming in shortly, Tom, so there really wouldn't be a lot of time.
Where's Charlie?
Charlie's not here, Tom.
Charlie?
Can you, Tom, can you spell substitute?
Subs, S.
Substitute.
E-R. T-E-N-E-R-Y.
Spurtenery.
Perfect.
No, he's coming in momentarily. He's doing some candy striping, and he will be here before long.
I know he's doing candy striping.
All right, Tom. Mm-hmm. We got to run, okay?
I know he's doing candy striping.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike. What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good. Hey, Rob. Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the Bill O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if maybe at the end of the week you guys could clip the whole week together into, like, a sentence.
Actually, Don has already announced that we're going to put together a Christmas presentation once the holiday season is upon us.
So you can look forward to that, okay?
That would be cool. Thanks.
Fantastic. Yes, hello, right. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just want to see if I can talk to Mike.
I'm right here, sir. How you doing?
Oh, I'm Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. I think you saw a heron.
No. Now, wait a minute. I know a heron. I know a blue heron. Yeah, because my family used to, like, really get into them. We saw them up in Maine, and they were rare up in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
So when you'd see one, this was not long.
And it was gray in color.
It was yeah, it was gray, but it was a little fatter.
Oh.
It was a little fatter than that. I think it was a turkey.
A turkey.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You got to get it and eat it.
Really?
Damn. Absolutely.
With a musket.
Well, I mean, yeah, what am I? I'm a pilgrim?
Yes.
Big hat, mm-hmm. Blunderbuss.
Yeah. Could I kill it? Was on my property?
Liddy says you can kill anything that's on your property.
Kill it and drag it back into your home.
Aim for the head.
With its heart still beating. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What can we do for you?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
This is Tommy, the hot dog under the arm guy.
Yeah, how you doing, Tom? Hey, congratulations, Tommy. Man.
Vegas right, bound.
Hey, Tom, if you were not listening yesterday, Tom won our contest, What Would You Eat? Mm-hmm. And I still had that on my mind when I went grocery shopping last night.
Sure.
Right.
When you went through the meat section, all I was thinking of was skin tag. Even though you won, skin tag was on my mind all mm-hmm. night, Tom.
Yeah, that was pretty gross. But I just wanted to thank you guys for it. And I want to say that I think I still have the taste of Joe's armpit in my mouth. I can't get rid of it.
Mm. Well, is it worth it, though, having the taste of Joe's armpit in your mouth? Is it worth it going to Las Vegas?
Oh, you're darn right.
For $1,000.
Did you get a chance to? Now, you're separated. Isn't that right, Tom?
Correct.
Now, did you get a chance to share the great news with your separated, estranged wife? And are you going to be taking her to Vegas?
Yeah, I got to break Diego's bad news, buddy. He can't go with me. My wife is going with me.
But Diego was hitting you up for going to the...
Yeah, you know.
Diego can't go.
He was going to go with me, but if my wife wasn't going to go, I was going to drag him along.
Diego, get in here.
Yeah, no matter how much fun that would be for you, Tom, that's not allowed.
That's not... What did he say to you, Tom?
No, I offered it to him.
You know, you couldn't have gone. I don't think you can go legally, even if he had. Yeah. It wasn't your idea?
No, it was my idea.
Wait, did you?
I'm not on a microphone.
What do you have? Did you have the steam and undies for Diego, Tom? What's going on?
No, I just asked out of the heck of it on there. Look, if I win, I'll take you with me.
That's why. That's very nice.
He was probably. My idea.
It was you for. All right, you may be excused.
I want to tell you something. I took a BM.
Because Diego's music is
you. You had a BM, Tommy?
Yeah, and I happen to have seen one of my grasshopper's heads.
Oh, wow.
God.
It's fiber.
So how are you feeling today, Tom?
I have a very upset stomach, but like you said earlier, it was well worth it. And while I'm in Vegas, I'm planning on going around January before the Super Bowl, so I will give you guys a call.
Yeah, you're a good man, and, you know, nobody was more happy to win than Tom. And you and your estranged wife, we're very happy for you. Hope you have a great time out in Las Vegas, Tommy.
All right, my man. Thank you very much again.
Thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
He's a good guy. I like Tom.
You know, he really suffered for his art. We talked yesterday about how it's really common in those contests to see people shake.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But he was tearing up and sweating.
The one guy, the first guy, actually, that was eating the pounds of cat food, which turned out to be mellow compared to some of the other things
right.
later on in the show.
True.
I mean, he had the left hand that was shaking really bad.
A lot of our listeners are like that anyway.
I have a question for you. I was going to ask you this today. I was watching The Price is Right before I came into work
mm-hmm.
in my underwear.
Yes.
Which is true, after I, you know, got over this whole bird sighting that
right.
I had. Is Rod Ridey dead?
I don't think he's dead. I don't
know. What's the deal? They got a brand new guy, and like he's the main man now.
Yeah, and I don't like him.
No.
He's got a real boyish voice.
But he's, what is the deal with Rod? Do you know anything about Rod Ridey?
I do.
Oh,
you do? All right, what's going on with
Rod? Still recovering from colon surgery, and I think he is supposed to return to the show, you know, health permitting.
Okay.
But he's getting up there.
I don't know why I laugh at that.
Yeah.
I'm sick. I should laugh at
we
that.
We wish him well.
Rod Roddy is recovering from colon surgery.
Yes, yes.
Similar to the thing that you and I have suffered from?
They haven't given details, but I get the
or
impression.
Or is it the big, you know?
No, I don't think it's cancer.
The big casino?
No, I don't think it's cancer.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, so it's similar to what I had, maybe worse.
Anything caused by sequins?
No. Yeah, you know, you look at that guy and you know that he has a bad diet.
Yeah.
You
so
think?
He's coming back to the show?
He's supposed to, if his health allows.
Yeah. Okay, very
maybe
good.
In a box.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
What I saw was a turkey vulture. They're very prevalent in this area.
A vulture?
A turkey vulture.
Hey, you know what? Maybe. Like the thing in the cartoon with the bald head?
Exactly.
Mm.
They eat lots of BM.
Do they really?
That's all they eat.
Like our listeners.
Yeah.
Like you and everyone calling today.
It's the biggest BM eater in town.
They feast on BM.
It could be.
Now I'm bummed, though. I don't want a turkey vulture. I was hoping it was the real turkey.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not giving an adequate description. I have seen a vulture also.
Have you seen this picture over
here? A picture of a wild turkey up on the monitor here.
All right, Mike is going over now to examine the picture of the wild turkey.
And, Mike, you can let us know if this looks anything.
That is the shape.
That is the shape. It is not the color, but it is the shape.
Okay, I'll look up turkey vulture
as
well.
Mine looked a little more gray than that, but that it did have kind of that dinosaur shape.
Maybe yours was old.
I'm not doing a good job describing it. I know that, but I mean, I think what's that?
I said maybe yours was old and it turned gray.
I don't know.
But you see how the shape is what's important, because you know what? Maybe the weather obstructed your view.
I don't know. I was in my underwear. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Which was also gray.
Hello.
Mike?
Yes, go ahead.
I think you probably saw an emu.
Oh.
You know?
Eat BM. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's good.
Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I don't think it was a turkey buzzard. You ever see Jurassic Park?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I mean, it had that kind of...
Yeah, they did the dino DNA where they extracted the DNA.
Well, I'm a believer that the dinosaurs are, some of the dinosaurs are what birds are now, right?
Right. Well, I tried that, and it went terribly wrong. And he got away.
Yes, hold on a second. Lisa has moved into the area. Do I need to keep this guy on hold, Rob? I don't think so. Yes.
Hey, I'm talking to my mom right now.
Yeah?
She had the same thing with the bird problem, that she thought it was a turkey, had
right.
a red head.
Yeah, and, this didn't have a red head.
Oh, well, she called animal control and they came.
Wait, Carrie. I don't know.
She called down the middle, ATT.
She did what?
She called animal control. It turned out to be a vulture. It was a vulture, and she thought it was a turkey.
Well, I'd never call animal control on it. I mean, I can fend for myself. I might buy a shotgun this weekend.
He starts leaving more toys on your driveway.
That's another animal altogether.
But she lives in a small, like a neighborhood.
You know how disconcerting it is to have you, talking on your cell phone and on the microphone at the same time?
I just have my ears.
I mean,
you
just, the great communicator. She just loves to be busy, doesn't she?
I am.
She's all you need is a Palm Pilot in your right hand, and you'd be completely connected.
I lost my Palm Pilot, though.
What you don't realize is who she's talking to on the phone is a wild turkey.
Gobble what?
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Thank you, Lisa.
Guys, how are you? This is Noah.
Hi, Noah. How are you?
Good. First of all, compliment you guys. I love it. Love Don, but I love it sometimes when he's away, because it's real nice to hear. Look at Buzz and Rob.
That makes one of you.
Exactly.
Frankly, I just don't possess the work ethic to do this very well. Yes, sir.
No, they talked about you coming 10 minutes before the show. Rob, did you show up early or not?
Yeah, I gave you 18 minutes before the show today, didn't you?
Can I be honest with you?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I showed up later.
No.
Did you really?
Wow. I came in later today, yeah. Yeah, I left my house about 10 minutes later than I normally do, which when you're as late as I am normally, leaving 10 minutes later is really leaving no room for error. If there had been any kind of accident on the road, I would not have been here.
But we had time to have an adequate pre-show meeting.
Yes, it lasted about a minute and a half.
Exactly.
It was fantastic. Yeah. What can we do for you, Noah?
Well, just two things, guys. One, I was thinking about what you saw, Mike. Mm-hmm. Perhaps sipping on a bit too much of Grandpa's cough medicine.
No, go away.
You know, that's amazing. You'd think a guy named Noah would know stuff about
animals. I would think so. Yeah. Now, listen, we've got some business that I've been instructed.
Before you move on, I now have a picture of a turkey vulture. We're going to get to the bottom of this dinosaur mystery.
Now, Mike is looking, and he's looking now at the turkey vulture, which doesn't seem to have the same shape.
No.
And the color is wrong.
Yeah.
Is that what you saw, do you suppose, there?
Oh, Jesus Christ, I don't know.
Okay,
now, Joe,
I give up.
What? Don goes away. Everybody's coming in on their own today. What's going on?
I have an idea, Buzz.
Excuse me.
Look,
Mr. Ardinger.
Yeah.
Mr. Ardinger. When Don is not here, I do run this show, and you speak when you're spoken to. You don't come in and just grab the microphone. Now, what? What do you want? Now, you're making me nervous, Joe.
Buzz, pull up a picture of an emu.
Okay, I will.
Again? With the emu?
You know, really skilled. No, anybody coming in? Now, we've had everybody come in on the show now.
That's true.
It's official, right? Makes me a little nervous when Joe comes in and grabs a microphone. All right, I have to walk over to the corner again to see.
Why?
It's going to take me a second to get that. So.
He's pulling up a picture of me.
I think, Buzz, what you showed me, which was the real turkey, I think that's what I saw today.
I think so, too. And
it was the same size. It was the same, kind of low to the ground. And
I think what it is, it was not just a turkey, Mike, but what you saw was an evil turkey.
An evil turkey. It was. And it's probably the evil turkey that brought the baby doll, the scary horror movie baby doll that left it, chewed up.
It wants your approval.
No, what brought the...
brought you a present.
It's not easy living. Okay, you're married. It's not easy living alone. It's really not with all these horrible things happening.
No evil turkeys in my house.
Very, very, very scary with seeing things like, you know, and that baby doll that I saw.
Right.
It was a black baby doll that was in there. I'm sorry. It was a baby doll of color.
I don't know how I feel.
And it had been
that.
Taken, obviously, out of some area, and it was kind of chewed on like a wild dog would chew on it, and it had very scary eyes. I am telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. I have never said this on the air before because all of my friends know this because I've told this story. And one night, someone who was coming over to the house late saw the same thing. We stopped. We were in my car, and I showed this person that. And then I let it stay in the garage for a while. I picked it up with, like, my pinky. And,
you mean you dragged the doll into your garage?
I brought it into the garage, and then I left
now
it on
that's
the side.
Scary.
I left it on the... Well, it was scaring me being in the yard. And then I eventually threw it away. It was very, very scary.
I think you should have buried it. That's how you erased the evil.
I don't know.
Now, what about the boot?
My life is a mess. What?
The boot.
Boot's going to stay there, too, because I'm afraid to touch the boot now.
What size is it?
I didn't get close enough to see the boot. Now, wait a minute. We digress, because I have to solicit for something. As per Don, has left instructions today that we have a great Thanksgiving tradition that we are going to have on the show, which is going to be next Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, which is, everybody, traditionally, the heaviest traffic day of the year. And which is not to be confused with Friday, which is traditionally the heaviest shopping day of the year. We are going to have a great radio tradition, Thanksgiving on the Mayflower, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
and in order to do that, because we are often want to go to the last second on some of these things, we desperately need a particular donation for the show. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, we need a Mayflower van. A Mayflower van.
Moving van.
A moving van. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know whether it necessarily has to be a Mayflower van. It can probably be any kind of van, but we really need... Is that Don on the line?
Caller, yes.
All right, very good.
Caller?
Hello, caller.
Hello there, Mike Somers.
Yes.
Is him the black doll that's in your driveway.
Stop it.
Oh, I want to let you know that Don's and Rob's put me there to scare you.
Ooh, scary.
You like my eyes?
Yes, no, they scare me.
You like my eyes?
Yeah, I know they scare me, but why did I ever tell the truth?
I would also like to say one more thing, Mr. Marshall.
Caller, can you use your regular voice, please?
I love it when Don is not there. I love hearing you and Rob and especially that sexy man, Buzz.
Yeah, hey, how about Joe Arger running in and grabbing a microphone whenever he effing wants to?
I hate me that Joe Arger is something fierce.
Yeah, well, just came in, just trundled in here, didn't even look at me, grabbed the microphone.
Holy
How are you? Hey, caller, use your real voice.
Is that my real voice?
Oh, no, don't do this to me, please. Please don't, please.
I would be doing this if I was in there right now.
I know you would.
Yeah.
I know you would. How are you, caller?
This is the black doll that's in
baby
your driveway.
Doll. This is my baby dolly.
My
baby
hello.
Hello.
This is Mike's baby doll.
Baby dolly. How are you? How are you, baby dolly? How are you doing? How was the candy striping, baby dolly?
The candy striping was wonderful, marvelous.
All right. Well, most importantly, I know you're fond of me being here alone, but do you have any idea? Let me just ask you, baby dolly, when is Don going to be here?
He is motoring in now.
Oh, what wonderful news that is. That is such good news.
He is leaving the doctor's office right now. ETA depend on traffic on the 66s.
Ah, the 66s. Well, baby dolly, thanks for that update. I'm so glad you gave that update. And I sure hope that you're doing well, baby dolly.
I sure am, Mike.
I'm so glad.
This is your baby doll saying, hey, everybody, enjoy it now because that Big Mouth Don is coming back.
Oh, Big Mouth Don coming in shortly. And nobody could be happier than me. All right. Thank you, baby dolly.
Goodbye. Are you scared?
Talk to you. I'm scared of you.
Goodbye, Mike.
Scared of you. Goodbye, baby dolly.
Oh, especially goodbye, Rob. I love you, Rob.
I love you too, dolly. Okay. So long, my ebony beauty.
Goodbye, baby dolly.
Goodbye, dolly.
There goes baby dolly. Oh, jeez.
Now, the doll is now in the trash or in your garage?
The doll was long gone, Rob. Long gone. Like in the dump somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So now back.
It scared me. Where was I? I was soliciting for a van because we are going to do... I think ideally it should be a Mayflower van.
Absolutely.
It is Thanksgiving on the Mayflower where, and just fill in the details because I just heard this a short time ago. Correct me if I'm wrong. We are going to provide all of our listeners that win this contest.
Right.
What are you now?
I found an email.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sorry, Mike, right, but I do feel you should walk over and, right. and look at the emu and see if that
is. Ladies and gentlemen, I will get back to my solicitation for a,
we need
for
the
a black baby dolly. No, for a Mayflower van.
Mm-hmm.
But first I have to walk over across the studio.
Yeah, he's going over there now to look and see if the emu is perhaps what he saw.
Is that
it is
what you saw?
Not an effing emu.
Okay, all right.
Put that away.
Right,
and I
done.
Believe
we'll have no more animals.
No
please.
More.
It would be about 6,000 miles away from its habitat if you spotted that out in Mike's homestead.
It is not an emu. It is a turkey. I think it is a wild turkey. That is, and I would like some wild turkey right now.
Just to taste.
Like a big old glass of it right now.
So you need a Mayflower.
Yes, thank you, Buzz. Thank you for getting me back on track. What we are going to do on Wednesday's show, traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year, we are going to invite your family down here. I'm not sure exactly how we're going to give it away yet. I think Dom will have information on that. But what we need when we get your family on this thing, we need someone to donate a Mayflower van. We need
just
a real
for a day.
For a day, mm-hmm. If you can spare a Mayflower van, we will park it in our upstairs parking lot here at the radio station, and we will invite a family to come down here and enjoy a Thanksgiving dinner with all the trimmings from head to toe on the Mayflower. It should be a lot of fun. So it's
very nice. We did it about, I guess, 5 years ago. We had a full family down, and
mm-hmm.
we will provide a beautiful turkey dinner with all the trimmings.
All the good stuff. It will not be the turkey that was in my yard today. It will be a regular turkey with the head chopped off that you see in the store, preferably frozen, that we will defrost.
Right. Well, actually, Marcello's restaurant is providing it.
Oh, but really?
Thank you to the good folks at Marcello's restaurant.
I get this information as we speak. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Really?
Mike, I wanted to let you know there are coyotes in Virginia.
Can you give me any more information on that? Because this doesn't speak to what I saw today.
Well, I'm not going to freak you out. You were just talking about the doll, and you said there was no coyotes in Virginia. I live a little bit farther out in Petticoat Junction than you do, out on the other side of the mountain in Winchester. And
okay. They have them. Do they have them close in to, near Manassas?
I don't know about that, Mike.
I see.
How good are you? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Marlon Perkins.
Hey, Mike.
There are coyotes in Virginia.
Of course.
Mike.
Yeah, what?
And elephants.
Guess what, man? I know what kind of bird it was, man.
Can you answer any questions about my baby dolly?
No. Hey, it was a chicken hawk, man.
A chicken hawk.
Naturally.
Chicken hawk, last time I saw it was like on a Warner Brothers cartoon.
Chicken hawk.
I say, boy. Well, I say it's a chicken hawk. Now, wait. The Foghorn Leghorn was a chicken.
Yes, right, he was.
But
Rooster.
The chicken hawk was
a little
Henry the chicken hawk.
Yes, Henry.
Hello, Don and Mike Joe.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm all right.
I say, let's go scale the disc jockey.
That's a joke,
hey,
son.
Anyway, I never brought that up before, did I?
No.
Either off air or on. That's,
no.
That was sitting in my driveway. And it lasted for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. And is that Wendell walking in or somebody else in camouflage? Hello, what can we do for you, sir?
I didn't see anything.
Yeah, if it looks like a turkey, but you said it was kind of gray.
Yeah, it was kind of gray. It was not like, the turkey pictures you get where it's got all the big plume of feathers and it's got the big, beanbag,
throat-like
hanging down. You know what I'm talking about? Right?
Do I?
Right.
Do you ever? It was a really weird, I just was not familiar with it. It was close enough to be a concern.
Well, it was probably a hen turkey, a female turkey.
Okay. All right, I'll buy that.
Because they don't have that big plume and everything hanging off them. They're kind of skinny and they're kind of gray.
He's right. The female of the species is usually less spectacularly colored.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, that's the first BM eating call that actually was fantastic.
It was useful.
If I could, I'd take that guy to a titty bar. Thank you. I get to do it first today.
Congratulations.
Very, very good.
Actually, I was first.
Hello. Why, you said
and the
it?
Intro.
Oh, no. You
sorry.
Did.
You shouldn't have told him.
I'm sorry.
I had a moment of happiness.
Yes.
It was very fleeting. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm not doing well. Rob got to say a certain phrase before I did, and I just realized it. I wasn't paying attention, as I'm often wont to do.
Hey, this is Kurt from the Titty Bar from Gaithersburg.
Yeah, we have to be careful here,
no,
sir, okay?
No.
Leave it up to the professionals,
right.
All right? What can we do for you?
Hey, that bird's a guinea hen.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where it comes from.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Can't we all get along?
Don and Mike Show, you're on the air.
It was a pheasant.
No, it wasn't a pheasant.
Hey!
I've seen a pheasant before.
No, pheasants are crazy. They have braces and they bite, man.
They have braces?
They have braces, and then they put their little retainers in.
Oh, go enjoy a plate of BM. I didn't expect this to get ugly, but it's getting ugly. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You sure it wasn't Margot Kidder out there hiding in your backyard?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Possible.
Don and Mike Show. Does anybody have a Mayflower van that they can donate for us? We need one badly for our Thanksgiving on the Mayflower Show. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Unfortunately, I don't have that, but I have some good news about a Rod Roddy.
Okay. Oh, well, good.
Is there any chance that Bob Barker's there and can join me for this?
No, stop it.
Okay,
stop
I'm sorry.
Is everybody trying to produce the show for me?
I'm sorry.
No respect.
All right, what is the deal with Rod Roddy? Quickly, because I'm going to hang up on you.
Rod is currently back in the studio and will be seen on air again in mid-December.
Thank you. Okay, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Cranky, I want to talk about the bird.
It's really getting out of hand. Hello, do you have a Mayflower van for us?
No, but I have an idea. Maybe it was an ostrich.
Everyone wants to play the What Was in Mike's Yard game right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Do you have a Mayflower van for us?
Hey, Mike, man. I'm in sort of a bind right now.
What's that?
Over at your old house, I can't find your wine opener or your...
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's scary.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Maybe he left the booth.
Yeah, Mayflower van line.
If Mike takes that guy to a titty bar, is that guy going to get...
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'm trying.
Low pressure.
It's low pressure.
It's Friday.
Let me say again. We are soliciting now for a Mayflower van, mm-hmm. which we need to have for the Wednesday show before Thanksgiving, when we are going to do Thanksgiving on the Mayflower with a full feast for your family, if you're our winning family, provided by Marcello's Restaurant, where... Where is that located?
I believe it's in Great Falls.
In Great Falls, a lovely, lovely place to dine and providing us with a delicious Thanksgiving feast. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
I'm one.
How you doing? Sorry,
I'd like to do that again.
I changed the subject about your BM Great Chicken.
Okay, hold on. Can you cue that up again?
Yeah, you like that?
Let me do it. I'll do it like Jack Diamond does it. Ladies and gentlemen, Marcello's Restaurant has provided us with a lovely Thanksgiving, a lovely turkey trimming. Everything for you and your family. Join us for Thanksgiving on the Mayflower. There, I did it right that time. Okay. All right, I put you on hold. What did you want, sir?
I was calling about the BM eating dodo bird.
All right, everybody wants to talk about the bird. Hello, Don and Mike.
Who won your little contest there yesterday? I ended up missing. I hope it wasn't the hot dog.
That's against the rules. You should listen to the whole show, and if you'd listen, you know, in that case, if he had actually listened to this show today, he would have known who won.
Yeah, he's not listening at all.
Very good. What can we do for you, sir? Hello, you're on the air.
Must be.
I wanted to tell Mike that
you have a Mayflower van that you're going to use for our fabulous Thanksgiving on the Mayflower show.
No, I did. I know it was in the woods behind his house.
America
okay,
loves
we're
it.
Trying to move by this.
It's his wife's.
All right, enough. The password is lowest common denominator.
BM eaters abound, Rob.
Yeah, I know.
And as we get closer to the holiday, I do want to remind everyone that we will be having a delightful, delightful Thanksgiving on the Mayflower. We invite you to listen to the Don and Mike Show, you and yours, for our fabulous Thanksgiving feast. I just love that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What can we do for you?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, that is I.
I'm going to solve your turkey problem.
Oh, here we go. Thank God.
You saw a turkey hen.
Well, I believe that. We've had no less than 15 people call and say that, and I believe that's what it was.
But has no one really settled on the fact that it was evil?
It was evil. Okay. I think every animal that's around my yard is evil because that's why they're dragging, some child enjoyed that doll and some workman enjoyed that shoe. And then they were unwittingly dragged into my yard by an evil beast.
Left for dead.
Don and Mike Show. We have to break in a moment. Hello. We have time for a few more phone calls from the BM public. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Did you see the pop-up timer? I'll hang up and listen for your answer.
Okay. That's another... No one can get by. And it's my fault. I brought this up. It was the truth. It was in my underwear. It happened today. But what I really, I would love to get this done for Dom before he gets here. I'd love to, accomplish this goal. Dom would walk into the building and I'd say, hey, Don, we got you a Mayflower van. And
right.
We did it on my watch. But it's not going to happen because everybody wants to talk about the goddamn bird.
Pop-up timer. Duh, how can I tell when my BM is ready?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Why,
Mike?
Yes, you have a Mayflower van for us, right?
No, I'm sorry, I don't. But
you know what?
I have a buzzard that hangs outside him.
Okay, we're looking for the Mayflower van right now. The Mayflower van for our fabulous show. Hello, Don and Mike Show. And we have a secret sound contest coming up momentarily.
It's a shame.
Crying.
You know, it's a shame you didn't find a see a Mayflower van behind your house today.
Occasionally very frustrating when we ask the listening audience to give, Rob. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they love to take, though, Mike.
And I would like to remind our audience once again that this is not just going to be any day. This is going to be a special day. A day of thanks, a day of food, a day of family. Brought to you from all of us here at the Don and Mike Show. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Michael.
Yes. Don't call me that.
Don't call him that.
I apologize.
Thank you.
O.J. Simpson.
All right. Thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Do you have a Mayflower van?
I can't find the baby oil either.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show. All right. I'm going to take three more phone calls. Hopefully, one of them will be donating a fabulous Mayflower van.
I like your chances.
Okay. All right. The
Here
first
we go.
Call.
Number
Hello,
one.
Don and Mike Show. What do you have for us?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, Mike, I was wondering if your band play at my wedding.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. That was the first one. This is caller number two.
That bird was a butterball.
All right. That's three. Now, I have three lines that are just regular ringing and two of them that are on hold. I'm going to take one that is just ringing. That is my hunch. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, tell Mike I don't care what's in his backyard. I just want my damn boot back.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to deliver the goods, but we will continue to solicit for that. And if you know somebody who would like to donate that van, we'd be very, very grateful. And right now it is time for the Secret Sound Contest, a contest where I do not know what the secret sound is, but I will play along with Rob, because Rob does know.
So I do.
If you're able to guess it correctly, Rob will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be able to, because I do not know what it is.
You don't know.
And Buzz doesn't either.
No.
You haven't even hazarded a guess.
No, I can't. It's a clicking sound.
So caller 100 right now, and what else is on them?
1-877-365-3636.
What is it again?
1-877-365-3636.
All right. 1-877-365-3636.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone does have a Mayflower van,
call at that same number.
Yeah. Caller 100 right now, because we're taking calls for the secret sound, and we will be right this after that.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What could I do when I was Celestia? I spoke a different language. I spoke a different language that God and I spoke together. I could see into the future. I could heal people.
Can you still remember that language you spoke?
Of course.
Can you do any of it?
Sure. What would you like me to say?
I don't know anything.
Well, the word for God, okay, a lot of it is prayer. The word for God in my language was called Kinesh.
Oh, what a wing nut.
Akinesh. Akaponta tuna don. It is a good fortune, Issa Don, to be here.
The Don and Mike Show. Even better than a nice hot bowl of nasal bisque. The Don and Mike Show.
I think Ann Hayes was in my backyard this morning.
Could have been.
I scared her away. She flew away. Welcome back to the Don and Mike Show. Mike is here. Don is on his way.
Mm-hmm.
He will be here momentarily. I do want to mention to you that postponed from yesterday, because we had so much fun with all the skin tag eating and all, Dr. Patty, the sexpert, will be here to talk about Liberator Shapes. That's the name of these sex pillows.
Mm.
And she got sex pillows that apparently are supposed to enhance your sex life. And the girls from AmazingEntertainment.com will come in to demonstrate. I do believe that is going to be next week on the show. And, of course, Dinner on the Mayflower. Very excited about that. Without further ado, let's get right to caller number 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm caller 100.
You are indeed. Who's this?
Daphne.
What is it, Anthony?
Daphne.
Daphne. I'm so sorry.
Is it Philip?
Is it Roger? Hello, Daphne. Where are you calling from?
Delaware.
Delaware. Whereabouts in Delaware, Daphne?
I'm up near Clayton.
That's wonderful. Well, you are caller number 100. Are you excited about playing the secret sound game?
Oh, yes. It's such an easy game this time. What is that noise?
Yeah, it's very difficult. I share your pain there, Daphne. We're going to give you a chance to guess the secret sound, and you'll have 15 seconds to wait and then tell us what your guess is. And you're not allowed to guess until I sing like Digital Underground.
Are you going to remind her of yesterday's clue?
Yeah, what was yesterday's clue, Rob?
Which is that every grown-up adult, man or woman, has heard this sound and hears this sound quite often.
Very helpful. So glad we were able to share that with her. Are you ready, Daphne?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, good luck.
Caller, thanks. Name this sound.
Very helpful clue. It's like it exists somewhere in the world. There it is. Very exciting. There's Digital Underground.
I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy. I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice.
Yeah!
Thank you.
A
little longer than normal. Sorry, Daphne.
You're Humpty Hump.
All right, Daphne, without further ado, what is the secret sound?
Lighting a gas stove.
I'm sorry.
Lighting a gas stove is incorrect.
That is incorrect.
I don't know what it is, Daphne. You and I are both in the dark. We don't know what it is. But I do have a lovely parting gift for you, okay?
All right.
You won a Sopranos prize pack. Chat online with Soprano star Jamie Lynn Sigler. That's Meadow Soprano on Sunday, December 1st at 10 p.m. Just log on to HBO.com/Sopranos and submit your questions. Okay, Daphne?
All right, cool, thanks.
Okay, hold on the line for a second. That was Daphne.
Thank you.
And I'm very excited about this. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, my name is Rob Karnak, and I'm calling
this,
for
that is so, okay, I've got a paper mache pinata, edge liver, and no, okay, do you get that a lot, I'm sure?
Well, from time to time, but
only
not
from
quite
older people.
Anymore.
All right. Well, I have a little intelligence on you that you may have some good news for us, Karnak.
This is true.
Is Karnak
pull up to my head, and we just might be able to provide the moving gun for you guys.
Oh, that's magnificent. You know, it's wonderful, Karnak. But I did hear a word in there that caused me a bit of concern. You said might.
Well, we're looking forward to being able to do that, but we just wanted to go ahead and. Get some information and find out.
Well, what information do you need? I'm sure I can provide that for you right now. Mm-hmm. We can take care of this business post-haste.
Okay, terrific.
Go ahead, Karnak. What information do you need from me?
Okay. Obviously, Thanksgiving is Thursday, but...
Yes, it's a lovely day when family and friends get together to feast on the bird at the center of the table and enjoy camaraderie and companionship as they... Whatever. What are your other questions, Karnak?
Well, will you need the van on Thursday, or will
we will need the van to be here for showtime at 3 o'clock. Probably a little early, I would assume, maybe around noon.
Got to set the table.
About noon on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. That is when we are having our Thanksgiving on the Mayflower, because we will not be here on Thanksgiving Day.
All right.
So, what is it? Still might, or is it definitive?
Well, I'll have to just go back to my boss, but dropping it off on Wednesday should not be a problem.
Ah. Ooh, I just hung up on him by accident. No, and that was a mistake.
Hi-oh.
I hung up on Karnak.
He's going to think he said might, and it really pissed you off. And
no, I like to have it kind of locked up.
You were concerned. You
know? Lisa, call the guy back, say, you see, you know, and we'll get him on the air when he can be definitive on that. But it sounds like maybe we will have our wonderful Thanksgiving on the Mayflower. Yeah. We'll keep working on that. I think maybe we'll still take calls if somebody's got a Mayflower. That guy did not sound 100%.
Sure.
So,
I'd like to speak to Karnak's boss. Karnak?
Freddy DeCordova. Wendell Smoot Hall did hand me this during the break. It says coyotes were recognized as a potentially serious threat to Virginia's livestock industries in the early 1980s, and all this blah, 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 the Virginia Sheep Industry Board.
Really?
Contributes financially.
Well, you heard about what
coyotes
happened.
Are not protected, live coyotes may not be imported or possessed in Virginia.
Ah.
So, you know, that'll ruin some kids' Christmases.
Yeah.
And coyotes may be taken without limit. Sounds like hunting to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hung up on that guy by accident, Lisa. You talked to him. He's saying might. He's not saying definite. So when he says definite, we can talk.
Well, you heard about the coyote situation last week, didn't you?
What was that?
They broke into Toys R Us and stole a lot of black baby dolls.
Oh,
so
thank you, Rob. Electronic calls permitted on private lands only with written whatever.
There,
this is Wendell, NRA. Thank you, Wendell. Where are we? All right, Don is on his way in here, and unfortunately today, a wonderful feature, one of my favorite features on the show, is going to be postponed till next week. It is the Newsmaker of the Week. But I thought it would be a wonderful opportunity for me to pull back the curtain on the show, give our listeners a wonderful peek behind the scenes as to the very talented actor that portrays, well, every Newsmaker of the Week.
A profile,
and,
if you will.
A guy that is, he's a very talented actor.
Yes.
And Don and Rob have recognized his acting skills for quite some time. And let's ring him up, shall we, Rob?
Sure, let's give him a holler.
Talking, of course, about Timmy
Obibene.
That's correct.
And he's enjoying a rare week off from the Newsmaker of the Week.
He's recharging.
He's a wonderful guy and a very, very good friend. Not obviously at his desk right now, but
he might be. He's busy, you know, very busy.
He is a very busy. What exactly is Timmy's job here at the radio station, Rob?
You know what? I believe his title is listed on this sheet of paper.
Director of Fun and Games?
No, he is the assistant business manager.
You've reached Timmy. Please leave a message and your call will be returned.
That's not Timmy.
I know, it's Andy Rice. I hate that.
Oh, I don't want to hear Andy Rice.
Well, leave a message.
No, I don't. I want to find him.
Right. Would you like to page him?
Yes, let's page him.
Oh, one moment.
Hold on. We're going to put the pager into effect here.
Let's go ahead and put it into motion.
All right.
Almost.
Okay.
You know, big sausage.
Like to add your message.
No, no.
What's happening? Will?
I don't know.
Right, we need there we go. Page.
To re-record.
How's this phone working? Pretty good, isn't it?
That's all right.
There we go.
Beats a turkey in your backyard.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Paging Timmy Obibene. Paging Timmy Obibene. Call the air studio, please, for your special interview. Paging Timmy Obibene. Thank you. There's a turkey in my yard.
All right. Well, Timmy is just a good friend of mine. Timmy and I kind of roar around town together once in a while, and I thought it would be very nice for everybody to get to know Timmy, his likes, his dislikes, and what it takes, the talent that it takes to be the newsmaker of the week.
What goes into it? You spent a lot of evenings out with Timmy, haven't you?
Not a lot. I've done it twice. They've been late.
Yes.
They've been very late. But
lengthy evening.
Mostly they are late.
Like the Playboy.
I do also want to mention that coming up on the show, along with Dinner on the Mayflower and Dr. Patty, before long, we are going to be giving a wonderful trip to New York City. That's a very special trip. We don't have the details right now for you, but I'll tell you, they're shaping this thing up, and it's going to be a great prize. We'll also be giving away a Sony PlayStation 2 and a digital camcorder. And, of course, our American Idiot winner live in concert. That is another story unto itself with our wonderful...
Guess who we have standing by.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please welcome the star of one of the greatest features in radio history... The newsmaker of the week. Here he is, the man behind all the voices, Timmy Obibene.
Yeah.
Hello, Tim.
What's up, Mike? What's up, bro? What's up, bud?
Hey.
Hi, Timmy.
You know, Tim, I don't have anything to do with the newsmaker of the week. I enjoy it like a fan. And I know that Rob and
Thank
Don
you.
Put it together every week, and they work with you. And I just know that it's important for everybody to know what a talent you are, and that each and every week you come into Buzz's studio, and you do just such an incredible job. How do you do it, Timmy?
Oh, man. I emulate you, Mike. That's how I do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really. Well, thanks. Oh, that's not necessary. Please, the applause is not necessary. Tim, you've kind of wallowed in obscurity here at the station for a number of years. You've been on the show occasionally. I know you've been
I try to keep a low profile.
But now with this newfound fame, I mean, is it difficult for you walking around town? Are you recognized as the newsmaker of the week? I mean, you've been... Anybody from from Cal Ripken Jr.,
long
the President of the United States,
right,
everybody.
You know.
It's every week, Timmy. It must be incredible.
Well, you know, with my accentless voice, mm-hmm. you know, it's very hard to recognize my voice anywhere in the city.
Mm-hmm. You know that.
However, some people manage to say, "Hey, I've heard that voice before."
Well, let's find out a little bit about the man behind the star. And Timmy, you are single. That is correct. I know that because I've gone out with you. And if you don't mind me asking, how old are you, Timmy?
Oh, I am just a few days older than five.
Well, are you hung up about revealing your age, Tim?
Yeah. Huh.
Really?
Like a girl.
It's like it might be a secret? Wow. Timmy, have you ever, like in one of my drunken stupors, have you ever shared your age with me?
Yes, I have.
And I have completely forgotten. But, I mean, Timmy, if you're freaked out about that, we won't. Now, are you currently involved with anyone, Tim?
No, I'm not. I have friends, though.
So. You have friends?
Yeah.
Yes.
See, because really, around the station here, Timmy is really considered quite the stud.
Yes.
Well, you've seen him operate.
I've seen it. He walks into any restaurant in Washington.
And
just, women flock to him.
That's just a myth.
It's no, Timmy, I know you. I know you are popular with the ladies. I'm very curious about the age thing that... I wish I'd remembered it now when you told me. That's incredible.
I told you. You know it.
You're 29, right?
Timmy, if we were to guess your age, would you tell us who was closest?
No.
Wow.
No.
Now, let me ask Timmy seriously, why hung up on the age?
Well, you know,
the air.
Do you think it'll destroy your rap with the chicks?
No,
is that what
no.
it is?
He must
right,
be...
Timmy is 67 years old.
Older than he looks.
That is exactly what he is right now.
Black
and
don't
Timmy,
crack.
You know, because, you know, I never have noticed an accent.
See, I want to maintain, you know, because I'm so young, I want to maintain credibility with people I do business with so they think I'm older and respect me, you know
oh,
what I mean?
I see, because really, because he's in his teens. That's what he, and Timmy, for those of you, I've certainly never noticed an accent myself, but for anybody in the radio land that might hear an accent, where do you hail from, Timmy? What is your country of
origin? I'm originally from Nigeria.
That's why we call him the Nigerian Nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Precisely.
That was his softball name. And
oh,
how long have you been here, Timmy?
From the softball days.
Yes, the softball days. How long have you been here, Timmy?
I've been here over 10 years.
10 years. And you love it here in the United States?
Yeah,
I do. Any plans to go back home at all and live, or is this home now for you?
Well, I mean, I am a U.S. citizen. Yeah. However,
Rob, give me a phone.
I'm
wrong.
Still,
what did you say?
Citizen of the world.
He's a citizen of the world. Chicks love that, too.
They do.
They absolutely love that. I am a citizen of the world.
Yeah.
Timmy, you know, that is such wonderful news that you are a citizen of the world. And,
let me ask you this, Mike.
Yes,
when are you going to come out again into the city?
Hey, you know, Timmy, anytime you ask me, there is nobody that I enjoy hanging out with more than Timmy O'Bibene. And I think you do a fantastic job on the Newsmaker of the Week.
Thank you. Coming from you, man, I really appreciate that.
You're a true, true talent, Timmy.
You know what I love about Timmy is so many actors rely on makeup and prosthetics, and Timmy does it all with acting. And Timmy, I applaud you for that.
Rob the man.
Rob is the man. And Timmy, would you be interested in taking any calls from our listening audience, from women or anyone else for that matter?
Sure.
All right, if you would like to talk to Timmy O'Bibene, let's see if we can get some calls for Timmy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You are on with superstar Timmy O'Bibene.
I'm on?
Yes, you are. Who's this?
John.
John, where are you calling from, John?
More?
What can we do for you?
I just want to hear Buzz say, I love Cox Cable, and emphasize the Cox.
Timmy, I'm sorry that wasn't a call for you.
He enjoys that.
Buzz, would you...
That's a good question, though.
Would you like to go along with that?
I do it on the commercial. No, I think I'll pass on that one.
It's
yeah.
good judgment. The audience loves that during our...
They do. They like
you.
When he makes a fist.
Timmy O'Bibene segment. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on with Timmy O'Bibene.
Yeah, you still looking for a Mayflower trunk?
Yeah, we are, as a matter of fact. The guy that called in before was not really definitive. We're trying to get a couple of people. And has he called back, Rob? Have we contacted him?
Our producer just told me in our headphones that we've got our Mayflower truck.
Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the studio a man who is now relieving me. I can go back to putting my feet up and enjoying my life as it is, my role that I enjoy. Mr. Don Geronimo is here. Timmy, this is the man who hired you to be one of the great actors of our time.
Yeah, hello, Captain.
Hey, kind of a reunited thing here.
Hey, Tim, now listen, we're going to have something special. Next Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving, we're going to have a special Newsmaker of the Week.
Oh, wow.
On Wednesday, since we didn't get to that favorite today.
Well, Timmy, I know that I'm a big fan, and I know you got a lot of fans out there. Thank you so much for coming and sitting over in the guest seat for a short period.
I'm a big fan, too.
Thank you very much. Do you have any questions for Timmy, Don?
I see him every day. I don't have any questions for him.
Bye, Timmy.
All right, Mike.
All right, take
Talk
care.
Talk to you later.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye. He's on your side. There we go. Welcome back. How was the candy striping?
You're going to have to press the button over there, Mike.
Okay, there we go. All right, he's gone.
There.
Like the wind.
Nicely done.
Like the wind.
Nicely done. If you wouldn't mind now.
What would you like?
Just flip that monitor back around the other way.
Absolutely. Let me do that right now.
Thank you so much. Just give me a second to put the little clock there.
Is that a new keyboard?
Put up, was what a new keyboard?
Right over on my side.
You got a new pretty keyboard.
All right. Cool.
Give me just a second to put up my picture of Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm. Get all your stuff together.
Joe. We go, thank you for helping me out. Sorry I'm late.
My pleasure.
Blah, 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 blah.
You can't help it when you give so much it hurts.
So, hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
And still, in your, you know, even though you're not here, wonderful sketch with the black baby doll.
Hello there, Mike. I would have done that even if I was here.
I can't believe I've never said that to you or Rob or anybody here.
I've known this all along. I lays in your driveway and I says, when am that Lexus coming home? Oh,
look. Oh, there's Mike. Hello, Mike, it's me.
You scare me.
The black doll in your driveway.
I don't know how you got there, but some sort of animal.
Boo! Scared kids?
Woo!
So anyway, hi, and thanks for holding it together.
No problem.
Much appreciated. We can just, now, Robbie, we just moved that keyboard.
Hey, and you know what I'm happy about? I'm happy because I know you gave a directive before you left about the Mayflower van, and we got it. So we do have for Wednesday. The guy was saying might before, but Lisa says that that is a lock. We will have
just
Thanksgiving
like
dinner on the Mayflower next Wednesday.
And that's going to be a gigantic presentation for a family with your host, Joe Ardinger.
Very good.
Joe will be wearing the pilgrim suit this time. I went back through and checked. It's been exactly 8 years since we last did this. And this is absolutely the oldest jivest radio promotion in the world. You know, have Thanksgiving dinner on the Mayflower.
And it doesn't work unless you get really a Mayflower van.
Yeah, you got to have a Mayflower van. So next Wednesday we'll have the van downstairs, and we've got a caterer. And on Monday we'll pick the family.
Good.
We'll pick the most deserving family. We'll put our heads together to figure out exactly what the criteria will be for the family. And, of course, there will be some tasteful nudity involved.
Yes, and Marcello's restaurant has provided the great feast. Delicious turkey.
Marcello's a wonderful property. And at midnight, the ball drop, balloons, and noisemakers, and
cranberries.
Champagne toast.
Delicious cranberries, $100.
So high, and, you know, this is actually, for me, this could be a workable schedule.
You'd actually like to come in and...
I wouldn't mind if you just do the first hour every day and just make mine just a three-hour broadcast day.
Well, you know, my life is pretty mundane, though. I mean, if I hadn't had a turkey in my backyard, I wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Oh, but you've been sitting on the black doll thing for how long?
You know, and that came out of nowhere. I just started talking, and, you know, my lips move, and all of a sudden the story about all this... There's a lot of crap that gets dragged into my yard, and I'm not sure where it comes from.
Give me one moment. I'm just arranging pencils and cards.
You're a man who likes order.
I've got my stuff, and I am absolutely ready.
Good.
Here we go. Now, what is this? Can someone tell me what this is?
Yes, you will like that. That was a prank call made to B.O. today.
Ah, a Bill O'Reilly prank call.
We held that for you. We were waiting for you to get here because this is something you haven't heard this yet, right?
Obviously, I just walked in.
You're going to like this.
Okay, so somebody calling O'Reilly about us?
Right.
All right, let's roll that, please.
Let's go to D.C. and Garrison's on the line. What say you, Garrison?
Hey, O'Reilly, how are you doing?
Good.
I would have to give Person of the Year to a man that's led... to a man that stuck up for what he believed in, to a man that backs down from no challenge. That would have to be Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show. Now, are you related to this guy?
What's that?
Are you related to him? Do you know him?
Did
he give you a car?
No.
Because Garrison, on the screen here, it has Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
Oh, you did not. You wanted to give this guy a plug, Garrison. We know where you live. We're going to come over to your house tonight and take a reprisal.
It'll be
a gentle reprisal. We'll probably force you to wash our car.
Bill O'Reilly, you know, he's...
Hey, it's nice to know that he uses our technique, though, for dealing with a crank. We're coming to your house, and we always say we're going to eat your dog.
The gentle giant, Bill O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Man of great humor. Of course, he has no idea
that
every day we're using the Bill O'Reilly moments.
And we're not sure how he would take it if he did know.
Now, that's why we're trying to keep it from him. So everybody should, keep that on the down low.
Yeah, absolutely.
As opposed to the J low, keep it on the down low. So I won't bore you with why I'm late today. Suffice it to say, it all goes back to that fateful day.
The Buick,
September 30th. Mm-hmm. The Buick, the CVS, the parking lot, the back that refuses to heal.
Everything okay today, or you doing better? Any good news?
I'm not paralyzed.
That's good.
That is the good news.
That can happen sometimes.
Yes, it can. And they're performing the tests on me where I was, you know, I've got a thing about feet.
Yes.
I mentioned this very briefly yesterday. I don't like my feet to be touched. I don't like my feet to be looked at. My feet used to actually be really gross. And now... my feet are looking much better.
Right.
The diseased toenails are, you know, that fungus thing. It's only on two. It used to be on like seven of them.
You're taking your medicine for
it. Now it's only on two of them at the end. I make a point of always clipping my toenails, and they look real nice, but I still got this thing about feet.
Sure.
So one of the things that they had told me when I was hit by the car. And I say that for Mike's benefit, because Mike loves it when I say I was hit by a car.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't chuckle when you say
that. I'm glad it brings you joy.
It brings me a little bit of joy. Well, I know you survived the accident.
One of the things they tell me is always, watch out for it. I had a pain in my hip, a dislocated hip. The pain, it went up my shoulder, said no problem. Pain goes down your leg.
That's serious stuff.
Let us know. And a couple of days ago, as I described it to the doctor, and I got to be better with the descriptions because I said my foot felt like ginger ale, my right foot. And
he didn't get that?
He looked at me and he said, I don't understand. I said, you know, it felt like it was going to sleep. It felt tingly.
He should know that as a medical man.
Like it was falling to sleep. He laughed. And he said, I've got to write that one down. My foot felt like ginger ale.
First year resident should know ginger ale.
What they wanted to do then was find out if in fact, and boy, you would love this, if I was like wheelchair bound. Come on, you loved it when I was hit by a car.
No, but I'm concerned. I get legitimately concerned. What, that you may, like, be heading towards paralysis?
No, there was the chance.
Well, I know the procedure you had today.
Because I have had nerve damage done now.
And the procedure you had today is a procedure where that can happen. I mean, you know, it's like anything. Like, you can die in the operating room.
Yeah.
They have to warn you, though, that you might suffer paralysis.
No, and I didn't even have that procedure today.
You didn't have that.
Today I went to see a specialist.
Right.
Other than the other guy, and the guy that I went to today, you know, here's how I knew he's a good doctor. He knew the ginger ale thing right away.
Right.
I said, my foot feels like ginger ale. And he said, I know what you mean. It's like your foot's kind of falling asleep all the time.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And he did the same thing. I said, please don't do this. They just did it yesterday. He said, I need you to lay on this metal table.
Oh.
That, you know, it's got the little... And why is it when you lay on those tables, it's got the world's cheapest toilet paper.
that flat paper that is just... It slides easily.
On the medical table, right. Because invariably, as soon as I get up there and move one inch, it rips and it tears.
You couldn't wipe with it, though, I don't think. It's got kind of a waxy surface to it.
In a pinch you could.
No, in a pinch you could use your own hand.
Just about anything. So I climb up on the table, and of course the paper breaks, and they come in, and they got to put more paper on, and it breaks again, and finally they tell me to get off the table, and then they just put like a bed sheet on.
Much better.
So now I'm laying in, and he says, now we're going to remove your shoes and socks. And I'm feeling all oogie about this. And,
right.
And of course, for this procedure, they have to call in a girl who really could have been in the Victoria's Secret show the other night.
Wow.
Just a beautiful, strikingly beautiful.
You know, all the medical attention you've been getting since this happened, it seems to be surrounded. And I know you're not lying about that either. I mean, I want to get... Like something wrong with me.
No, my regular therapist, Elena, and when I'm done with all this, I'm going to get her on the air and thank her. She is just as hot as can be.
Wow.
And I went to see her first today before I had to go see this other guy, which is why I was late. She's just looking really, really incredibly hot today.
Kind of Friday hot.
And I've kind of gotten over the fact now that she pulls down my pants in the back and sees the crack of my ass.
So you don't get fully aroused anymore?
No. I'm just kind of, you know, it's like a crane that goes about halfway up now.
Exactly.
And, you know, she actually, on Monday, I'll bring it in. I was telling her that one of the frustrations that I've had with this back problem is the fact that I can't hit that thing. You know, I'm going crazy. That I want.
Is that how you put it to her, too?
No, I said to her, I said, she was saying, you're frustrated because we've not made a lot of progress, and now we've got a setback with this nerve thing.
Mm.
You know, what other problems are you having? Are you having a problem sleeping? I said, no, not really. Are you having a problem?
BMs?
No problem in that regard.
Good, that's right. Good.
And I said, you know, if I can be honest with you, and I think I know her well enough now.
Sure.
For God's sakes, I've been going there for 6, 7, almost 8 weeks.
Right.
I really would love to have relations with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
But other than my wife servicing me, which doesn't seem to be anything that she really wants to do, I don't know what to do. And she called me up when I left the place.
Try this.
Therapist.
Oh.
She said that she was going to give me on Monday some, she had a book at home, and she was going to bring me, she was going to copy a fax of some pages off with some positions.
Oh, man.
like where you, she said you, if you put strategically, you put a pillow, a smaller pillow,
sexpert,
right underneath.
Well, you, maybe we should have that that sexpert on sooner than later. Maybe one of her pillows would help.
No. I don't want any of that junk. Someone who's on the show to hawk something. I just
well, I mean, it might be a pillow that you would be able to use though.
No, she was telling me you just everyday pillows.
Uh-huh. She's talking about sex positions with you.
She said,
"Oh, way to go."
What you want to do is you just get one like underneath your hip, and then get two or three to elevate your knees, and then very carefully, if you're very careful, you could do it with woman on top. And
she said that?
Yeah.
Were you getting hot when she was talking to you about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a while.
That is great.
And then she called after I left the place to go see the other doctor. She called to schedule another. I mean, you know, I don't know how many more MRIs I'm going to have, but I have to have another one. And she was calling to schedule it, and she said, "Oh, incidentally, I found the book that I was telling you about. Would you like me to fax you the pages?" And I said, "No, I'll wait till Monday, because the last thing I wanted was not to be here."
Why don't you tell her you want to go over the pages with her?
Because I figure I'm not here at 3 o'clock today. The fax machine, all of a sudden, because the only fax machine we have is the one that's back there in the producer's room, all of a sudden, the cover page comes over from a doctor's office, and it's page after page of sexual positions.
Wow.
I knew right away someone runs in, and you've got a whole first break.
Yeah.
All by yourself. And
man, oh, man, a Shevet.
I want to share that with everybody. So I get done with her.
I can't get by the fact that you're talking about sexual positions with this hot therapist.
Well,
I mean, that's just got to be cool.
She's very nice.
She's obviously very. Is she clinical about it? Of course she is.
No, she said. Actually, I think the quote was, "Boy, your hard C must be ready for some nice wet P."
Wow.
And then she said, "But if you're really in a pinch, go to a titty bar." No, of course she's clinical. You know, she's married, and she was telling me,
oh,
you know,
she's married.
Yeah, no. And. She said, "Of course you want to have relations, and I've got this book, and so I'll bring it in Monday."
All right.
So I leave that office, and I go to the other office to see the guy because my foot feels like ginger ale, and they do that thing again. Now I'm laying on a table, and now another beautiful nurse, different doctor. I'm laying on the table. She comes in. Well, the doctor didn't tell me before I laid down on the table they were going to do the foot thing. So she takes off each of my shoes, unties the shoes. And the shoes might be kind of gamey. I really don't know. I try to buy a new pair every couple of months, but I don't know.
A couple of weeks.
And I got of course fresh socks on.
Sorry.
And she starts to take the socks off, and I said, "Oh, wow, do you really have to do that?" She said, "It's my job. Just let me do it." Takes the socks off and just stands there for a second, awkwardly looking at my feet. Now, there's really nothing. I know I've kidded before about my feet. There's really nothing wrong with them at this point.
It's the nails that have a problem.
Now, the toenail fungus, as a matter of fact, is on two of the small toes.
Okay.
On the one, two, three, the fourth toe.
So it's working its way out of your system.
Yeah, so it's on the fourth toe to the right, on the right foot, and it's on the absolute pinky toe on the left toe. So it's hard to even notice it. And she and I were in this awkward moment waiting for the doctor, were standing there, and she was just standing at the front of this table and just looking at my feet.
I hate that.
You know, and it was driving me crazy. And I finally said to her, now keep in mind, I'm laying back.
Finally said to her, "Make love to me."
I'm laying back on the table, and I crane my head up, and I go, "I'm kind of foot phobic. Would you stop staring at my feet?" And she says, I'm really not staring at your feet.
Mm-hmm. I'm staring at something else.
Well, she said, I'll wait for the doctor to come.
Was she equally hot, though?
Yeah, she was hot, and here's how I know I pissed her off. But when I said, "Please don't stare at my feet," mm-hmm. she said, "I'll leave the room until the doctor's ready." And as she walked out, she said, "Would you like the light on or the light off?"
Wow.
Now I'm alone in this room, and before I could even answer, she turned the light off and shut the door.
Wow.
So I'm just laying in this examining room on this cold table.
And then she went down the hallway sobbing.
And then 5 minutes later, she and the doctor come back, and right away he opens up this little like purse he's got.
Right.
with needles, and it's a test that they have to give you to make sure that you still have feeling in the nerve endings. And they were just—they're poking the bottom of my feet, the soles of my feet, with these pins, and they're not doing it like excruciatingly painfully, but just enough. Mm-hmm. It's just a prick enough to piss me off after like the 10th time they did it.
Not drawing any blood?
No, they would just go point. Do you feel that? Yes. Point. Do that? Yes. Point. Yes. Point. Yes. After about the 10th time, I said, hey, I think we're all in agreement.
Right.
I can feel it.
Right.
And then the doctor said, I'm going to have to do each toe individually.
Wow.
So the guy has got his hands all over my feet, and he's pulling the toes apart.
Now, is this your friend?
No, this is another guy.
Another guy.
At any point did you think of just screwing with him and saying, I don't feel a thing?
No, absolutely not. Because I'm petrified, because this guy has told me, nerve damage, you have a bulging disc, you have a nerve that's touching, and then, you don't know how you could be paralyzed.
Is he going to have to, what are they going to do?
Mike, the great answer is right now, they don't know.
Oh.
Right now, they don't know.
Oh, boy.
That I went to see that doctor, and I got to go back to the other doctor. I won't miss any time at work. I'll be here in time for the show on Monday. But I got to go back to the other doctor to have some other kind of MRI thing done on Monday.
All because of that guy that smacked into you.
Yeah, all because of that that old bastard.
Wow.
Who had the balls to call me. I've not even mentioned this. Call me a couple of weeks ago to bitch about how much this is costing him and his insurance company.
Oh, right.
The fact that I'm still in therapy 8 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I so much just want to say, you old piece of crap, if you had just looked up, if you had just looked up, old timer. But I talked to the guy. And
I think what it would have cost him if, you bought the farm.
Yeah.
Right? Well, at this point, it probably would have been cheaper. Because you're talking about, I have to go to this goddamn back therapy virtually every day.
Oh, right.
Virtually every day. And they gave me one of those units to take home. Right. They were free to put those things on my back.
Right.
And you turn it up and it goes. Well, apparently that thing is kind of expensive.
C'est la vie. You're not faking it.
Yeah. No, God knows. I wish.
You want to be in a doctor's office Monday through Friday?
Jesus, I wish. But that's where I was today. With needles in my feet.
Welcome
and
back.
And a hot nurse who got pissed off and left me in the dark.
Wow. Was the nurse married?
I don't know. Didn't check it out.
Okay, please start to ask those questions.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, man, didn't you say you weren't going to drone on about this?
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Excuse me, I've been in the studio exactly 10 minutes.
More like 20.
No, 10. 10.
Rob? Hey,
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
He was just out eating a bunch of BM. Don, biggest BM eater in town.
Hey, you know what, you douchebag? I swear to God, even with nerve endings and a dislocated hip, I would love nothing better today than to pound my fist right through your friggin' skull. I mean it. Do you have the guts to come down here today?
Wow.
Trust me, I'm pissed off enough, you douche.
Come on, old man. I'd whip your ass. I'd kick your teeth in.
Our offices are at 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia. It's easy to hide behind a telephone.
Yeah, come on down, dum-dum.
Big mouth.
Come on.
Yeah, big mouth, big ass.
The gauntlet has been thrown down.
Big mouth, big ass, and a big fist. But I'd love to put through the mouth of one of our dumbass listeners, and today I've selected it to be you.
I remember you saying you were going to go on and on about it.
So is it a date?
Well, here we go.
So is
minutes.
It a date?
I've not gone on and on about it. What I will go on and on about, though, is how much I would like to beat you to a pulp because you have the gall to call me up and
the audacity.
The audacity, you goddamn asswipe.
So give us the satisfaction. Come on.
Nah, you'll never come down.
No, you.
You'll never come down. You'd rather hide behind your telephone.
How dare you?
Behind his big plate of BM. As he takes fork to BM.
You fork to BM. Say that.
What was that, douche?
I don't eat BM. You better not ever say that.
Oh, F you. No, he's not fun anymore.
I hate guys like you.
Yeah,
I really
have a good argument with him.
I really do. And someday in our lifetime, there will be that device.
The device you've been praying for.
And
same device that you'll have in your car.
And I promise that I won't abuse it like I've abused this whole titty bar thing. I promise that I would only do it once in a while, just on that one time that the guy called, when I could just press the button
and just his head. So you have that. Oh, he's still on the phone.
Yes. He's still there.
I'm right here, baby.
And just his head. You know, it would just so his body would stand up for a minute.
Absolutely.
So it'd be one of those things like you see the body standing and the arms moving a little bit because the head has been just blown from his body.
I'd love to bring you to that doctor's office, have him put all those needles in your head so you'd be like, who's that guy?
Pinhead.
Like Pinhead.
From Hellraiser.
Like Pinhead. Absolutely. You dick. I hope you're run over by a car. I hope you're paralyzed. And I hope you're sterile. And I hope you call me to tell me about it. And then I say, oh, you're droning on about this a little bit, aren't you?
I wouldn't drone on about it, though, Don.
You know what I'd do? I'd come and I'd take a BM on your grave. Your mother would be standing there, and I'd say, hey, Ma, open up. Open wide. I'd let one go right in her mouth. So your retarded son called me. I just come back from the doctor's office, but 10 minutes out of a four-hour show talking about it.
My mom would kick your teeth in.
It was interesting.
Your mother doesn't have any teeth.
And, hey, I like it that way.
Absolutely. You want to continue? There's the nervous laugh.
Yeah. No, I'm not nervous. I touched a nerve with you. Thank you, Joe, for putting me on.
Yeah, you touched a nerve with me.
And look at him.
That's
trying to,
right.
And look at him trying to get Joe busted now.
No.
I told Joe just what I was going to say, and he laughed. And he said, hold on.
You're beyond a liar.
I know that.
Buddy, bring him in, tough guy.
This is his second call today.
Hey, tough guy. Tougher than you'll ever be, my friend.
He called earlier.
You, Dynamo. I'm going to beat you up.
Is this the second time this guy has called today?
Today, yes.
I could easily beat either one of you.
Well, then you have the absolute invite
to come on down. Now you know where we are. We've given out the station address,
right?
And you have testified to the fact that you'd like to do this. So let's get it on.
And if you would like,
let's dance with the one who brung.
If you would like either Michael or I to sign a waiver saying when we beat you senseless that we won't sue you, we would be glad to.
Wow!
Absolutely. And I'd like to use a stick too. Not a heavy stick.
No.
Just a stick, because it's not going to be used to beat you. The stick is going to be placed somewhere at the end of the battle.
So come on down. I'm telling you, we'll sign
a
waiver.
I'll put a little flag on the end of the
stick.
We'll
sign a waiver that says no matter what happens.
The stick will have a little flag that says BM on it.
No legal action. So can I see you? Can I plan on seeing you before the end of today's show?
Don, believe it or not, not everybody wants to hear about your poor little back.
No, he's not answering.
Can I see you before the end of today's show?
Come on. You've challenged both of us. Let's do it.
Actually, you guys laid out the challenge.
Yeah, all right. Well, are you going to take it?
Because really, it's the only thing I can say. You're calling to criticize the show when, in fact, you have the power to turn it off.
Right.
You don't like it. But you got to call up and be a tough guy. Think you're a smart guy. Think you're a funny guy. You want to be here on the stage. You want to be here in the arena.
Go get your own radio show.
I'm telling you.
I would like my own radio show.
You piss me off. You're the type of guy I really would like to beat up. And I'm just in a bad enough mood today to do it. And I've never been in an actual fight myself in my life.
Me neither. You're ready now.
But today, today I'm pissed off enough, and I'm giving you.
I'd pop you once, and you'd run away scared.
Hold on.
Before we go on, you've been issued a challenge.
Do you accept it or not?
Yes or no?
I'm not the type of guy to just go to a radio station.
Right. Yeah, no, but you're the type of guy that will call and bust balls and be a smartass.
Hey, the ratings are going up right now, Don, so don't complain.
And a lot of people right now are calling to say, why are you droning on talking to this a-hole who's calling?
Sure, but you're the one who's keeping me on.
And I want to beat your ass.
The ratings are shooting up now, so
do you have any? We will give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Do you have a final statement? Perfect. I love it. And he's dumb enough to fall for that.
God damn. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, it's Greg in Fairfax. How you doing?
Hello, Greg.
Hey, I just wanted to say, all kidding aside, I like hearing about
it. You come down, I'll beat your ass. I'm serious. I'll whoop your ass today, too. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, soon. Cell phone girl. Hey, Buzz.
Hey. What?
Have you no olives?
Was the guy just calling and said, cell phone girl?
Cell phone girl.
A couple of flashbacks. You used to sing cell phone girl, and I used to ask, have you no olive?
Wow.
Flashbacks, I guess.
When did I sing cell phone girl?
About Lisa Herndon.
About Lisa, remember? Because
yeah.
She's always on
the
cell
phone girl.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike.
It's time once again for Profanity Friday. Here now, this week's dose of the profane. I visited my Aunt Sue to see her new dog, and when I saw it, I said, Shih Tzu? That's a terrier, maybe a Lhasa Apso, but there's no way that's a Shih Tzu. And that's today's dose of the profane on everybody's favorite Profanity Friday.
Wow.
Wow. Are you a palate cleanser?
And then he goes. You know, just a selfless caller.
Yeah. And there's a guy I'd love to give a prize to.
Mm-hmm.
So come on down. The prize will be my fist in your mouth. No, he's good. He's good. You're all good. Except that one guy.
Except
that one guy.
Yeah, that guy doesn't just eat BM. He eats BM.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's what we're looking for, moviepoopshoot.com.
Poopshoot. Yeah.
This is a site populated by militant movie buffs. Sad, pathetic little bastards living in their parents' basement, downloading scripts and what they think is inside information about movies and actors they claim to despise yet can't stop discussing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Only one song could topple this from the top spot in your top seven most requests, and all will be revealed in just a second. Eminem at 2.
Yo, this is Slim Shady. You're listening to Music Response on
XM. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
What say you, Donald?
Hi, Bill.
They'll F you until you love them, faggots. Don and Mike.
Not to drone on. But I just forgot the funniest part. I was just telling Mike and Robbie, part of what I had done today was an epidural.
Ah.
Where they numb you from the waist down.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said to me, you want to slip out of your clothes and into this hospital gown.
Right.
And I said, why? And he said, because... Well, he said, well, first, did you follow the instructions? Have you had anything to eat or drink today? And I said, no. He said, good, but there's a chance that you'll lose control of your bowels.
Oh!
Yes. And I'm here to tell you that didn't happen.
Oh, well, good. Thank God for that. What a show that would have been.
There was no BM to be found.
Good. Last night's dinner, doctor.
Ramadan, happy Ramadan. Here is Abdul Sharif
Happy Ramadan, fellas.
With today's Ramadan Carol.
Very good.
This is actually the last in the installment for this year.
Wow, the last. So are we near the end of Ramadan?
Well, not really, but God, I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's for hey, way to go. Know your limitations.
I'm doing my best. Hey, I do have a favor to ask, guys. If you'd allow me, after I sing this last carol, to just put a real quick plug in for my business, I'd really appreciate it.
You deserve that.
No problem.
I thank you. Well, here goes. Joy to Hussein, he's not to blame for two wars in Kuwait. He didn't try to wreck it, he just tried to annex it, and the whole damn world got mad, and they bombed Iraq real bad, but he had deep bunkers for which he's glad. Joy to Hussein, he doesn't maim all those who don't agree. He didn't gas the Kurds. That's really quite absurd. If you want to know what's true, they all died from some bad flu. He sent them some aspirin and Kleenex, too. Joy to Hussein. He's not so vain. His picture's everywhere.
Right.
On every wall he's plastered, the egocentric bastard. He likes to see his face in every public place. He's got a great mustache for a mental case.
Yeah. Bravo.
Thank you, guys.
You put that guy together with the guy with the Profane Friday.
Yeah, you got something there, really.
There you got yourself some real talk radio caller.
Absolutely.
All right, Abdul, what's your plug?
Yes, the name of the company is Effigies Are Us. And we have branches in Mecca, Riyadh, Tehran, Beirut. We had one in Kabul, but that kind of got screwed up.
Hey, you got us. That is great.
Let me try to explain to you what my idea was for this. You know, you think about it. If you get 30 or 40 Muslim radicals together, you know, it's fine to to take a burlap sack and fill it with rags and put a paper mache hat on it. Probably looks more like Fred McMurray than George W. Bush, but for that small group, that's fine. But, you know, when you get into Saudi Arabia, get into Iran, we're talking state-sponsored events.
Yeah. Right.
So these programs, you know, these kind of setups, I mean, you can go full out. So I thought, wow, why not come up, high-tech, audio soundtrack, animatronic
right.
effigies.
Wow. Great effigies.
So
brilliant.
Here's just a few examples of some of the audio tracks that can come with your with your effigy. And by the way, the effigies are as follows. We're working on some more, but George W. Bush, of course.
Right. Yeah, you're going to hang or burn this guy in effigy.
Right. Yeah. Tony Blair, Vladimir Putin, Salman Rushdie. Yes, we are still pissed at him. And Jim Neighbors.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay. So here's track number one.
Okay.
Yes, we are the great Satan. Burn us.
Uh-huh. See, it would come out, I guess, right. out of Bush's mouth.
A nice, simple, yeah.
Well, whoever.
Simple
phrase,
any
right.
of these.
Track number two. We are the evil unbelievers. Burning is just and reasonable.
Tony Blair.
Yeah. Three. Yes. Definitely, we are dog monkeys licking the excrement from the boots of the righteous.
Vladimir?
Okay, yes. Number four, we are unclean. These flames may yet make us clean, but we are still dog monkeys licking excrement from the boots of the righteous.
Salman Rushdie.
And the last one, and actually this is a very popular one in the northwest frontier of Pakistan. They love this one. And it goes like this.
Yeah.
You true believers really know how to hurt a guy.
All right, see you later. Happy Ramadan.
See you guys.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. Goodbye. Get out of here. Well, listen, challenging listeners to fights is not our only thrill.
Right.
It's not our only talent. Robbie, we need that clock. We need the TikTok. Because it's time for us to review the movies that we've not seen yet.
We have the gift. We have the sight. We are able to do this. Many people cannot do them.
And there's only three opening this weekend as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday. I think we'll have time to do all three of them.
Very good.
The first one is the James Bond, Die Another Day.
Die Another Day.
Then we have Kevin Kline, Emperor's Club, and Ice Cube with Friday After Next. We'll start with Die Another Day. Would you mind?
You go right ahead.
Thank you. Die Another Day by Donnie. Okay. I like Pierce Brosnan as James Bond. He's definitely better than the last guy that was James Bond.
Yeah, I didn't like the last.
Who I've already forgotten who he was.
Timothy Dalton.
And I definitely am into Halle Berry in a major, major way. But, as Mr. Skin said yesterday, there's no nudity. And I also don't like the Monty Python guy being the guy that comes up with the gadgets for James Bond. And the reason I'm going to give this is a thumbs down is that I believe it's a remake of the last Pierce Brosnan James Bond movie, which was a remake of the other Pierce Brosnan James Bond movie. Here's how you make this James Bond thing work. You make it R-rated. You put some graphic violence. You put some nudity in. You drop some F-bombs. You give it a PG-13. Yeah. Too bland. Bond is too bland for me. I say no. Negative on JB. You got a take?
Yeah, I do.
All right, wait for the clock to reset. We are reviewing Die Another Day, James Bond.
Die Another Day, the Pierce Brosnan, Halle Berry, James Bond movie. Getting knocked by all the critics that it is the same old thing. Well, you know what? It's a James Bond movie. You're not going to get any plot that's going to be anything really innovative or anything exciting. What you have is you have special effects, which are always very exciting in a Bond film, and you have the lovely Halle Berry. And I really have not even thought about going to a James Bond movie until I saw her coming up the beach with that bikini. I think she is the hottest thing on camera right now, and I think really, as far as Bond movies goes, You're not going to get any surprises, but you are going to be able to take a look at Halle's Berries. And let me say, I love that. And even, you know, what I like, I agree with you, incidentally. I'd love to see a James Bond R-rated movie. But this is what we have, and since it's all we have, at least they're putting a major Academy Award-winning star like Halle Berry opposite the best James Bond since Sean Connery, Pierce Brosnan. I give it a thumbs up.
Oh, and the other thing, while the tape recues, there's too much product placement. I mean, there's too many cars. We've already seen the ad for the Jaguar.
Oh, my God, every magazine.
I've seen the ad for the Thunderbird. They got a lipstick. They got a telephone. Next movie, your chance to go first, Mike. Emperor's Club, starring Kevin Kline.
I like Kevin Kline. I was a big fan of Kevin Kline when he did Silverado, which is really my favorite Western. However, can we say it all together? Dead Poets Society. This strikes me as a movie that has already been made. Or maybe Goodbye, Mr. Chips. But it really, you know, this is a formula that we've had before.
We can share this one because I feel the same way. May I say also a touch of A Beautiful Mind. Even though the guy's not like a repressed genius.
This strikes me as something where all I ask in my biggest criticism of Hollywood, come up with original ideas.
Mike, it's a feel-good. Didn't you see the end of it where all of the students toss their caps in the air?
And why does every single movie about school nowadays seem to be the rich boys' boarding schools? And how many people can really relate to that? Okay, I want to see something that's just a little more reality-based. And I know it's a feel-good movie, but, you know, it's got that same guy that played Franklin Roosevelt.
Yeah.
That Poindexter that's in every elitist role that you can find. Hollywood just regenerates itself.
We're agreed. They put this movie out because they think it's a smart movie.
Yeah.
You know, smart movie for dumb people.
Exactly.
Dumb people go and they think they're smart because
make a smart movie for smart people and I'll come and see it.
All right, next movie. And I would like the full 60 on this. Ice Cube, Friday After Next. Friday After Next by Donnie. I liked Friday. I liked Next Friday. I love the fact that it's Friday, Next Friday, and the title of this one is Friday After Next. That's funny. I think Ice Cube is funny. I think the plot of the movie, from what I've seen, is funny. I think it's Ice Cube is a, what I've seen in the ads, he's a one of those shopping mall rent-a-cop guys.
Security guard.
And it's just really an excuse to get all the people from Friday and Next Friday together to make another movie. And I know there will be fart jokes, there will be D jokes, there will be TNA jokes. I know that I'll be the only white guy in there, so I'll wear my Sean Puffy Combs running suit. But I'm telling you, out of all three movies this weekend, if I was going to go to the movies, I would see Friday After Next. Because the other two were funny, funny, funny. And I love the scene with the baby doll in Mike's driveway. Hello. Would you like 60?
I really can't speak to this movie. I'm a white guy that's completely out of touch. I'll give it my very best.
All right, please do.
Friday After Next by Mike. This looks like a fine film. And I hope you all enjoy it. No, I have not seen the Friday series. I do like Ice Cube. I think he's a legitimate movie star, and I think he makes good movies. But, you know, I read a summary of this plot, and it seems like really nothing new, nothing very exciting.
But if you read a summary of the plot of Friday or Next Friday, you'd think the same thing.
The same plot.
Yeah, it's the same plot.
But I'll tell you, there's only one ray of sunshine that I read about this, and that is flatulent jokes. And for my money, I think flatulence is the funniest thing that has ever come down the pike, and it will always be funny. You laugh at it from 5 to 95, and I think that in and of itself makes the potential for this being funny, but I'm not going to go see it. I'm sorry. I haven't seen the other ones, and I didn't even know it was coming out.
Hello there, Mike.
Yes, baby dolly.
Please send me to see that movie.
Blu-ray for home.
I've been laying in your driveway all broken up for months now.
All right, I'll take you to see it, baby doll.
Please save me with my one good eye.
You get to come to the movie. We'll go see Friday after next.
Well, let me see. As we review our reviews, we're split on Die Another Day.
Okay.
You say...
I give it a thumbs up. I mean, if you're going to go see a James Bond movie, go see this. There's nothing that I'm standing up and cheering for.
Yeah. Emperor's Club, we're agreed. It's elitist crap. It's a stupid movie for stupid people who think they're smart. And Friday After Next, I think you'd like it if you saw the original Friday or even next Friday.
Okay, then I will give it an unknowing thumbs up.
All right, there you go. That's the reviews of the movies. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, this is Kenny.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I was just wondering, don't you guys think that Roger Moore was a great James Bond? I mean, I've been following Bond since I was a kid.
I think Roger Moore was a good James Bond.
Sean Connery,
but
the best.
But he followed Sean Connery, and that was, I think, if you separate him a little bit, Roger Moore's not a bad Bond, but I think Pierce Brosnan's the best one since Sean Connery.
Don't you kind of wish that they'd let Sean Connery be James Bond and just be an older James Bond?
Absolutely. And they brought him back with Never Say Never Again, which everybody went to see.
Yeah.
It's one of the most successful Bond movies ever, and Sean Connery was the thing that I like about...
just hang up right in the middle of the call. Thank you.
The thing I like about Pierce Brosnan, he gets angry. Like Sean Connery used to get angry. Mm-hmm. Roger Moore didn't get that pissed.
No.
That's what I didn't like about Roger Moore.
Roger Moore did it like as a goof almost.
Yeah, he did kind of a tongue-in-cheek riff. But I think Roger Moore, during his era, may have had the best poon during the time he was James Bond. However, Pierce Brosnan has just lapped him on that one because of Halle Berry. Yeah.
And only Roger Moore took the time to appear in a Cannonball Run picture.
There you go.
One more call, then we're up on a break. Hi, Dynamite.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're on the injured reserve and all, but did you catch, he was on Letterman last night.
Who was?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube was on Letterman last night.
Oh, I got a T-vote. Was he any good?
Yeah, he was pretty funny. He was on for, a good 8-9 minute segment.
Sad on Letterman. That's a good segment. 8 or 9 minutes.
8 or 9 minutes. Letterman kissed his hand at the end.
I was watching the other night, because they were saying Kevin James is going to be on.
Yeah, I watched Kevin James.
And Letterman had every piece of crap bit he could come up with before he finally brought Kevin James out for two-minute segments.
Yeah. The angry Kevin James.
Yeah.
Kind of an angry Kevin James.
And you know why I think he was angry?
Because he got bumped?
It was like quarter till midnight. They had no guests.
Mm-hmm.
Letterman's just doing bits and is talking to the cameraman.
And you know, you can always tell at the end of one of the segments, Kevin James started to drum. Yeah, like drummed on his knees, which is always that. Okay, I don't want to be here.
We got a break. Simply the most powerful and the most beautiful woman in sports broadcasting, Nancy, will join us in just a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. I'm messing with my knee.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, we gotta master the technology of this game.
Yeah, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Dinners, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No more bye weeks. That's great. Lots of 1 o'clock games. Lots of 4 o'clock games.
It's hard to believe that we're at this stage of the football season and they're already making noise about playoffs.
And we're ready for the Pick the Pros for the Scavenge Lead, and joining us again from the NFL Today. He's going to be out of control today. I was reading the ratings.
Yeah.
For NFL Today are up.
Man is doing very well, and it's all because of Jim Nance.
We've made a monster. Here he is, everybody. Nancy, hi, Jim.
It's always good to get back with the guys who made me.
Jimmy. And, think back, Jim, back to 3 or 4 years ago, we would bust your balls about getting confidence. And do you really remember when you would do a show I mean, do your TV show, and you would actually sometimes ask us the next week, how did you like it? How did you think I did?
Well, I'm just trying to find a way to get you guys engaged in a conversation. I think I actually cared what you thought.
See, now this is the new Jim Nance right here. I mean
let's be honest here. I started at the network in 1985. I was 26 years old. I was the youngest full-time broadcaster CBS Sports ever hired, and still hold that record. Do you think I came there lacking confidence?
I gladly accept this back talk.
This is good.
I can't believe you guys bought into that whole routine.
This is a confident man.
I like that.
Let me tell you, the segment is brought to you by NFLWatch.com. High-quality watches from all 32 teams. Order today, NFLWatch.com.
So you say you started back in 1980 what?
I started at the network in 1985.
85, you were 16 years old.
Yeah,
right?
Close. I was 26, and I was handed right away the reins to the studio for the college football, the Prudential College Football Report.
That's incredible.
And within that first year that I worked at CBS, I was hosting the Final Four in primetime and hosting our college basketball studio, all the NCAA March Madness coverage,
working the
Masters and all those crazy things.
Dare I say it, but Jim Nance could conclude his stellar sportscasting career and still have a very lengthy career in politics.
I like where you're going, by the way.
You do.
But I need somebody to run with on that. You know, I need all kinds of advisors and such.
It's Nance and Sanders.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You get Dion to run with you.
I tell you what, we would make a very strong ticket, and we are very, very close. Very close. We call each other Ebony and Ivory.
Jim, I have absolutely no critique of your NFL show, since the weather's bad and you guys have moved inside.
Yeah, and you ready for this, Don? It crossed my mind last week. That's why I've got way too many thoughts floating around in my head. But as soon as they called it last week because of weather in the area, we moved inside, I thought, I know there's one guy out there who's going to really think he had something to do with this.
Yes, and Jim, I'm telling you, when you guys are inside, and I know you like that whole thing about being with the fans and all that other stuff, when you're inside, man, that show clicks. And they've got a little deal now because Boomer Esiason talks so much. They have a Boomer box.
Mm-hmm. The Boomer buzzer.
Yeah, and it's this thing, this prop that Jim actually gets to hold up. And when he wants Boomer to shut up,
it's the buzzer.
He hits the button.
That's exactly the one right there. And we do it virtually every time Boomer opens his mouth.
Anyway, Jim, wow, you're on top of the world. And it's time for me to ask a favor that we've not asked for years. Jim, let's flash back to the year 2000, Thanksgiving Day. Let's flash back. Here's the flashback music.
Let's dream sequence here.
Let's all stroke our chins like Letterman does, and let's go back to the year 2000.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the NFL today. Now, the IBM Power Poll, this picked by my guys here as always. Craig, Randy, Jerry, Eric Mann, Bob Matina, our radio buddies, Don and Mike, everybody in on this one.
Now, Jim, that was certainly for you. Man who runs down the streets of New York with no shirt on, screaming, "You're the man." That was nothing, but to us,
it's everything.
It took us 2 years for the show to recover from that jolt.
Now, listen, Jim, with us sitting around the TVs with our families, just the fact that you say hello to us on your Thanksgiving broadcast.
I said another time, too. I remember over something to do with the best floats or something at the Macy's parade.
Well, you know, we never caught that one. Hmm. But that one we've got on tape. And I want to ask you again,
Jim,
next Thursday.
I don't want to lay it on you.
I don't think it's going to happen on Thanksgiving Day. We don't have much time. We're not on the air. We got just a half hour pregame show.
I know, but you've got a halftime.
It's not much happening there.
But you've got a halftime, Jim.
Does this mean for the big holiday? Holiday?
Why do you have to be on Thanksgiving Day? Isn't it enough that for you to know that I'm thinking of you? And I mean, does that not suffice?
Jim, sometimes you have to hear it. It's not enough to know. And Jim,
sometimes we want the world, and we want your audience that you reach with all your TV viewers to know that we have this relationship.
And Jim, on Thanksgiving, let's face it, there's only two games on. There's only two games on, and the whole friggin' country is watching those two games.
Now you're getting right down to it. What you are is you're being a bit of a pig about this.
Yes,
now
we
the
are.
Ratings are off the charts that day.
Yes.
You're looking for the maximum exposure.
Yes.
If I offered you a little mention at halftime, because I would assume you're getting the Tennessee-Baltimore game in your area here this weekend.
Yes,
if I was to offer you a nice little pop there at halftime at Tennessee-Baltimore, that probably wouldn't even be good enough, would it?
Well, now,
you know, it might, and I say might, fall into the category of we have to take what we can get.
But,
Mike, you're a very honorable man.
Jim, just let me say, we were there, we've been there with Jim Nantz through the growth of the NFL today. You know, as you've gone back to the original music, as you've tipped the show up, you've got...
I mean, Jim, we know you're big, but you're just so much bigger by being on this show.
Hey, it doesn't... listen, you guys have been some of the greatest supporters of this show. There's no question about that. That's indisputable.
And all we ask is a way of repayment.
A nugget, if you will.
Now you're asking for some sort of compensation.
A drumstick.
In the form of a mention.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Jim, simply because you are the all-powerful Oz, that you sit there in the magic box on Thanksgiving with millions of Americans.
I don't see it happening on Thanksgiving Day.
We're going to have to accept
it. But I do see somewhere in the coming weeks, a very, very nice mention.
And you've accused us of being Tiggy. I would say if it wasn't going to be on Thanksgiving, the mention that you gave us on that one Thanksgiving, it would have to be something just a little bit more significant than that.
that's not enough.
Our radio guy's on a mic.
No. You can go back and actually count the frames on that thing, and you'll see I dragged that baby out for
you know
3 seconds.
Jimmy?
Somebody thought I kind of like, they needed to like punch me in the back there, that I got caught on the words.
No, Jimmy.
Don and Mike.
Now, Jimmy, I got the dish. So I can watch you do the halftime cut-in when you do your live part on virtually every single game.
Mm-hmm. Do you actually do that?
Yeah. You know what's sad?
Do I have to just see how I mix up my pitches?
I do, and I also enjoy switching from game to game when you have to, like
do the updates into the games.
Give the same highlight that you've done a million times and make it sound fresh when it's, you know, it's like...
He is not lying, Jim.
When it's the 10th time you've seen the guy from Pittsburgh run a kickback.
This is starting to take on almost like a stalking quality here, Don.
Yes.
You know what, Jim? I'm an NFL fan.
There you go.
I'm a football fan.
I was afraid it had something to do with...
No, and Jim, I'm proud to say I'm a Jim Nantz fan.
Wow.
Color me guilty. Color me guilty.
Oh, you're killing me.
I love you, man.
Jim, I love you, and I want to tell you something. I love you enough to say your name on national radio. Where's the love back, Jim?
It's on the way there, brother. It is on the way.
All right. I should also...
don't know when, but stay tuned.
Very good.
All right. I should also tell you that in our charity picks...
Hey, I want to congratulate you guys, because I heard you guys have caught me now. We're dead even.
No, out of the 30 games that we picked...
I heard you guys combined have 20 wins, and I have 20 wins.
Yes. Out of the 30 games we picked, Jim has 20 out of 30.
I'm 20 and 10.
I have 11 correct.
Which is just absolutely pathetic. 11 and 19.
And Mike has 9 correct.
Which is almost statistically impossible.
Oh, my God. I'm embarrassed.
Keeping in mind that we are playing for charity, let's really try to pick them this week.
You know,
you guys are a combined 20 and 40.
You know, I try, and I want to say...
I am 20 and 10.
Since I bring up the rear here, let me make a statement here. I just want to tell everybody listening that I make a valiant effort each and every week to try to pick these games. During the 15 or 20 seconds before Jim comes on the air, I go through these games, and I really try to do my best.
For longtime listeners of this show, I just want you to see, we have created a monster here.
Indeed.
You know, 4 years ago, don't believe this jive he's saying, did you guys believe that? 4 years ago, I don't care what his resume was, with the Final Four, with the Masters, with college basketball, with all the other great stuff he does, 4 years ago, when it came to NFL football,
I think really
he was a humble little girl, and now look at him.
I was an unloved puppy. Now I'm an 800-pound gorilla.
Yes, now he's John Travolta walking down the street in Saturday Night Fever.
Very good.
Jerry,
trust me, I'm a humble man, and that's the way I was raised. And I love, though, for once a week, you know, which is about what we are on here, about every Friday, to come on here and just play act what it must be like to
it
be obnoxious.
Good.
Like
it
there are others
good.
That have been, you know, accused of that in this business.
You know, and Jim, you know, really, and you have to look at yourself in the mirror and realize that you might not even realize this, but there's some of that in you. You know, you might come on and really
you
pick
guys
it up
draw, definitely are able to draw it out of. I don't know what it says about and, two of you.
And it's therapeutic, man. It's
and,
good for you.
And it is cleansing. There it is good stuff.
And, Jim, I know that there's a part of you deep inside that knows you're a part of everybody's Sunday.
He knows
and
one
that,
thing. He knows one thing, and we always ask him to say it. What do you know, Jim? You know one thing. It's the statement we always ask.
Of trying to get through one show without having to go there.
What do you know, Jim?
Just say it one time.
What do you know?
I'm the man.
Yeah.
That is what we're talking about.
And you know what it is, Jim? Think about this. For a generation, when I was growing up, there was that show, and it was Brent Musburger.
Hey, I was raised on it. A steady
yeah.
diet of it.
Yeah,
and
we
I
all were.
Tell you, I take a lot of pride and responsibility with sitting in that chair that was once manned by the great Brent Musburger.
And
I,
now,
I truly, truly respect the heritage of the show and the job that he and Brent, not only Brent, but Irv and Jimmy the Greek and Phyllis George and that whole crew that really built the NFL today
and now,
into a prominent part of the national television sports landscape.
And now look at, now you're sitting in that seat, you're the man to a new generation, and think how you've let that generation down by kicking us in the nuts on national radio and refusing to say our names on your TV show.
I knew you were going to go
back.
I've
given you guys two pops.
I
tell you, how about this? This is my fifth year of hosting the NFL today, hosted the Super Bowl. And I have tremendous, as you can hear, just overflowing adoration for Brent Musburger.
Mm-hmm.
And I have mentioned him once in 5 years on that show that he built.
Right.
And I've mentioned Don and Mike twice
there you go.
Right. In now, 5 years.
As long as we got...
How does that work?
I think we got...
There is something really wrong here.
I think we have an IOU for some time this year.
Why not? Let's just.
I'm going to mention Brent's name on Thanksgiving. That's what I've decided here.
Right.
Man.
Here are the five games we're picking. Let me see. How about San Diego at Miami? Wow, the Chargers really surprised me last week, but I got to go with Miami.
Well, did you watch the NFL today? Did you not hear me pick San Diego?
Yes.
Over San Francisco.
Nancy, I did.
Can I be obnoxious here for just a moment, please?
Well, yeah, why should this moment be different than any other time? Yeah.
You know, we pick the games on the year. We pick five games a week, as we do here on the show. We pick five games. And on that show, I'm with this trio of football legends. I'm winning that pool, too.
Well, you know what? I'll say this. Wow. He's a competitor now. Listen to him.
I mean, I take a lot of pride. I tell you, Dion wants it so bad he can't stand it. He thought he had a game on me on San Francisco, San Diego. He was standing on top of the desk with his arms raised to the heavens when Cortez lined up to kick the winning field goal, about to break into one of the Dion dances when he'd find the end zone. And when Cortez missed it, I said, man, Dion, it is over. This is the end of your season. I'm 39-16 on the show.
Wow.
He is five games back, so he's, what, 34 and 21?
He's out of control.
Boomer's, like, got 30 wins.
He's out of control.
Dan's right around 500.
Listen to this
you
guy.
You did this.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, someone's got to unplug him.
Hey, weren't we doing the picks before Jim jumped in?
San Diego, Miami.
Where are we now?
I'll take Miami. Mike.
I will take San Diego. Jim, now your legitimate pick, please.
Mike, that was a 9 wins.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try to lift you on my shoulders. Can we make changes?
You know
Mike
what?
Change his pick.
You know, I'm completely and utterly offended. I'm staying with San Diego.
Please, Mike, as a friend, this is like almost like an intervention here.
Jim, it's...
This is a problem. It's going to be Miami.
It's doggy dog.
I will tell you, Sunday at 12 noon Eastern time in our pick segment, I have got one of the great notes of all time. And when you hear that, you are going to run. If you don't even bet on games, you're going to want to run to your neighbor's house and bet on the game and bet Miami.
Now he sounds like one of those guys that's on Sunday morning on cable. With
call my 800 number, get your credit cards ready.
next game, Indianapolis at Denver. Jim, it's not greasy this week. It's Burline, right?
It's Burline. His first start in 23 months.
I'll still go with Denver. Mike.
I'm going to go with Indianapolis.
Mike. Really, we're getting to a point here where your number's going to get so bad that the IRS might go back and, like, audit your last five income taxes. I mean, this is really bad. It's going to be Denver.
Okay, man. Hey, I stand to really make up some
money. Yeah, you do.
And Mike, I'm the one looking to catch up here.
I know you are. I know.
Because I got to see him fix his gym.
That's true. Make a catch up. You can't catch up.
Jim, Buffalo at the Jets. I'll take Buffalo. Mike.
I love hearing all this talk about the New York Jets. I think they are for real. I'm going with the Jets.
Tell him he's wrong, Jim.
He's right this time.
There we go.
Sorry. No. I'll go with the Jets. They're playing good football. Buffalo has blown 3 fourth quarter leads this year. I think this, you know, they had a thriller in the first week. They went to overtime, and Chad Morton ran the kickoff back in overtime to give the Jets a victory. But I'm going to go with the Jets. They're a better football team than they were in week one, and they're playing their best ball of the season.
All right, here's a great one. Green Bay at Tampa Bay. Oh, and it kills me to do this, and everybody listening to us on the Packers flagship of WNFL.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Tampa Bay. Mike.
This is hard for me, but I'm going to go with Green Bay.
Jimmy.
I'm going to give my faithful followers there on WNFL the one thing they want to hear, okay? And that is, I think the Packers, I give the Packers a 70% chance of going to the Super Bowl. So I'm leaning toward the Packers for the Super Bowl, but I have them losing on Sunday to Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, sidebar, let me ask you something. Fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
I got Brett Favre against Tampa Bay or Tom Brady versus Minnesota.
You know, Minnesota can't stop anybody. I mean, I would go, I would definitely, because, your Tampa Bay defense.
Yeah.
You might get Favre might manage a couple of touchdown passes, but I mean, Brady could have like a four touchdown day. You got to go Brady.
I can't. You believe what's happened? I'm asking Jim Nance advice.
Man, this is now competency.
Why wouldn't you?
No. And
finally, the Monday night game, Philly at San Francisco.
I don't understand that.
Philly at San Francisco, WYSP, Eagles flagship station. Sorry, no Donovan, no Wynn. San Francisco, Mike.
Feel the same way you do. I've been picking Philly all year. Got to go with San Francisco.
Jimmy.
It's the 49ers. It's another bad Monday night game.
And you know what? What he's saying there is FABC.
No.
But I know you're not saying it, but you're saying it. Another bad Monday night game. Well, you won't say our names on television, you son of a bitch, but we still love you.
When I say I'm not going to say your names on television?
On Thanksgiving Day.
We still love you.
Did you hear me, by the way, last week? Did you not hear me talk about Michael Strahan? Did you see that when I was going through the highlights about Michael Strahan? And did you see me talking about Donovan McNabb?
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned Donovan and Mike. Well, Strahan. And Mike.
Get out of here. Have a nice holiday, Jimmy.
Thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you both.
Bye, Nancy.
Everybody out there, too. Bye-bye.
Bye, Nancy.
There he goes.
Wow. There she goes.
And we thought it was a new level when you called him Nancy, and yet this time you called him a son of a bitch.
I like the way you push that envelope.
Yeah, it's fun.
Here he gets out the phone and he called me a son of a bitch.
What's all this, then?
Hey, Rob, tell him about when we had him on hold.
Yes.
And I said, Rob, do Nancy a courtesy and tell him 3 minutes until we go on the air. And now, this is the new and improved.
Right.
Believes in himself, Jim Nance.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
3 minutes. Who is this? I said, it's Rob. He says, hey, Rob, listen, I don't know that I want to sit around for 3 minutes. Why don't you call me back?
There you go.
There you go. Hey, I like that.
He's got his mojo going.
I said 180 seconds, you son of a bitch.
I'll tell you, it doesn't change a thing. I love having her on the show.
And she's kicking her ass in the picks.
Oh, she is.
We're going to have to pay her charity.
And, you know, really, if it goes bad for me this week, color me gone. I mean, long gone.
Right.
Because I picked everything wrong.
We will be right back. Thank you, Nancy. A Friday favorite. That's coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It wasn't my fault. You stole my car. Where is the trust in this house? When I get confirmed, I'm going to be a man. So how come I can't drive?
Oh, you really want to get into this, huh? Who was that man that we had to pick up at camp last year for bedwetting?
That was the year before last. You could have killed those girls.
Now, that would have been interesting.
What? What did you just say?
Death just shows the ultimate absurdity of life.
What is this? Are you trying to get me to lose my temper because I'm about to put you through that goddamn window?
See? That's what I mean. Life is absurd.
Don't say that. God forgive you.
There is no God.
Hey!
Robbie.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
Okay.
Das ist nicht gut. The Don and Mike Show.
Sometime before the end of the show today, caller 100 is going to get a Lionel train set. You might not think that's a big deal, but it's worth like almost $1,000.
Not surprised.
I mean, they're the best. It's big, gigantic, you know, the big kind with the houses and the people and all the other stuff.
Very cool.
Stand by. I'll tell you what to call in to win that. Monday on the show, we'll be starting the selection process to get our family for Dinner on the Mayflower.
Dinner on the Mayflower, a real super treat for you and the whole family.
We're going to get a real Mayflower, well, we got it, a real Mayflower moving van.
And we're going to serve dinner on it.
Yeah, we got a restaurant to cater it, and we'll dress Joe Artinger up in a pilgrim suit, and there'll be naked girls and food. And that's Monday, also Monday, postponed from yesterday, the sex spurt, Dr. Patty, and the sex pillows.
And I think you ought to take a good hard look at those pillows. Yeah.
And the nude girls that will be in the various sexual positions.
Sexual.
All that on Monday's episode. But now, a Friday favorite. It's a smell of sweat.
The sweat. I'm a hard-working guy. You guys give me a break. I just thought I'd come by and, sit in with you.
Hey,
how's it going? I stopped by. You know, I wanted to get a progress report. I know I came out at the beginning of the season. I wanted to find out how it's doing and just check on my progress and all that good stuff. How you doing? I like your orange sweater.
See, the progress report on the show would be, I've loved every episode. There are some people on the show who have wanted more violence. And,
you got it, didn't you? That's why I killed Ralphie.
You cut his head off.
Advantage of a defenseless animal.
But
a guy is like that, it does that crap. I mean, that pissed me off big time. I don't mind telling you. Man, I tell you, let's just make this quick. Don't get me upset. I got to get back to the titty bar.
Oh, you mean Bada Bing?
Bada Bing, absolutely. Yeah. How you doing? It's good to see you. I brought some friends along. You know, it's a kind of a new me. You know, it's what I do now. I brought my horse. It's my latest horse.
Now, I thought about Pio Mine's dad.
It's Luca Brasi. It's a new horse that I got. Luca Brasi. You don't mind, I'm going to keep him here because, after that fire, when they had that fire, I don't trust that anymore. So if you bear with me.
No, I don't want the horse in here. Get the horse out.
You don't want the horse in here. It's a defensive animal.
I don't want the horse in here.
I'll chop your head off. All right. Put the horse outside.
Get the horse out of here.
All right. Goodbye, Luca Brasi. Give him a sugar cube. He's gorgeous, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Like his flank.
I don't know what.
Doesn't he look great? He's got great color.
I don't know what the fascination.
Is you and I, one of my friends here. I brought the goat. You know that goat that I got out there at the barn? It survived the fire, so I brought the goat in there with me, and I got it hanging here right now. Now this way he's gonna body. It's not a big horse like that other thing. I just keep him right next to me on my side. That's a good little boy. We could name him right now. What do you want to name him? How about we name him Tony Jr.?
How about we name
him? That's AJ, isn't it?
How about we name him? I'm going to kick him in the nuts.
Hey, it's a defenseless animal. What the hell are you talking about with that kind of crap? Come on, that's it. Don't say that about an animal. What did he ever do to you?
He's a goat.
What did he ever do to you?
He's a dumb goat, Tony.
He's not a dumb goat. He's got feelings. And he's sensitive. Don't forget that for a second. Don't forget that for a second. He's got feelings. You can't say that about my goat. I like my goat.
Hey, goat.
That's a nice goat right there. Yeah.
Hey, goat.
Hey, knock it off. Don't you go near him. Don't you go near him right now. I'll start crying.
Don't cry. Don't cry, but look what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
Oh, no. Why?
What are you doing?
Where's my bag?
Hold He's on. Reaching in his bag there. Okay, you be careful. I'm going to call you Cousin Vinny. Cousin Vinny the goat.
Bring that goat.
Cousin Vinny the goat.
Bring the goat over
What are you
here.
Doing with that lighter?
Hey!
Yeah.
No.
I swear to God, I will cut your heart out. I'll cut your still beating heart right out of your chest.
Hey, look at that. I set your goat's tail on fire.
Well, I put it out. I'm not going off. Don't be cruel to animals. That's not it. You want to end up like Ralphie, I'll put your head in a bowling bag. I'm going to sit down now. Relax. Jesus.
I don't know what it is with you and animals.
Just random.
What are you, like, a freaking farmer in the Dell?
I bought some of my things around. I feel better around animals than I do around people. These are my chickens.
This one would taste good, I bet.
Yeah, this would taste. You're trying to work me, aren't you? Don't do that. Stop that. Stop that. I stop that.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
I hate animals.
Oh, no, you don't. I know you got dogs. You got dogs at your house. You got three of them. You like being surrounded. I got intelligence on you. I got intel on all of you guys.
You know what they do?
I don't know about him. You got any animals?
I got my mom's dog.
You got your mom's dog.
You know what they do?
Got cats. This guy
cats,
over there.
Yes.
Yeah, I know about you.
You know what they do?
How you doing, Mr. Kitty Porn?
You know what they do in Vietnam?
They eat dogs.
They eat dogs.
That's why I'm glad that we fought those people. We should have fought those people with that. I'm very happy with my goat. I got a few others here. Come on, bring him. Come on in. My dog.
Wow.
There he is.
What an ass.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh,
I want to be surrounded like I'm in a manger. This is great. They're all my friends here right now. Gather around, everybody.
You know,
Tony loves animals.
I've noticed on the show that you seem to have a love of animals.
Well, yeah.
You seem to value...
I think they're, you know, nobody can take care of them, so...
You seem to value animal life more than you
do
human life.
I actually, you know, I like animals. They don't talk back to you. You know, they don't give you fits. Like all the your people in my life that cause me all the trouble, make me pass out. This is my pet elephant.
Wow.
I brought the pet elephant in. I hope you don't mind.
It's really nice.
Beautiful.
Nice little animal. Hey, you got any peanuts?
Tony.
Give him a peanut or a sugar cube. They all like sugar
Get
cubes.
Out of here, elephant.
All right. I know he's a little big. Hey, he left the president here. Cute little thing. Look at that big pile. It's like a giant milk cup. I got my chickens, though.
Who let your chickens back
in? It stinks in here right now with the chickens.
and your pussies.
Yeah, the pussy cats are all around me. Come on, friends. Come on, my little friends. Hop up onto Tony's lap, please. Here's my jungle cat.
Wow.
Listen to this jungle cat. This thing is amazing. Now, the elephant, don't talk to the down there.
Get out of here, elephant.
Get out. There you go. My little pussy cat will stay with me. Like this. This one of them Siberian tigers. You got it here. Look at him growling at you. He knows you don't like animals. I'll hold on to his tater. I'll hold on to his tater, otherwise he'll bite your balls off. You don't want that to happen to you now. That's it. Yeah. This way. You like this? I bought this last week. It's a walrus. I got a walrus in here.
Hold on.
It's fantastic.
No,
yes, it is. Yes,
hold on.
Is.
Let me look at the box.
Hey, it's whatever I say it is.
No, it's supposed to be a chimpanzee screaming.
That's not a chimpanzee. No, that's my... Oh, that breath. Oh, man.
No, Robbie, you got the wrong cut. It's a moose.
Oh, man, I think you had too much zoop of the muscles. Man, listen to that. Smell that thing. What is that thing?
That was a moose.
A moose? No, it's a walrus.
There we go. Whatever you say, Tony.
It's a walrus. See what I got here? See, it's a rattlesnake. I got a rattlesnake.
This is the worst sound effect record I've ever heard.
It's over there in the corner. I got my rattlesnake right here.
It says pig squeal.
That's a pig squeal.
No, that's a way.
No.
That's what it says.
Actually, that sounds like me on the bowl the morning after. Hey, would you like a cricket?
Look,
I got a little baby defenseless cricket.
This is a frog.
That's a little frog. Hey, you like my frog? Hey, I like my frog right now. What are you picking on my frog for?
I'm going to step on your frog.
No, don't do that. Don't step
Watch.
On the frog.
Watch.
Oh, no.
I'm going to kill it right now. Watch.
Oh, no. You're a dead man. You're a dead man picking on a defenseless animal.
Who wants a frog's leg?
Oh, cut it out, man. Look at him. You squished him with his guts and everything all over the floor. I swear to God, when you're not looking, I'm going to get you. I'm going to come and get you. I'm going to cut your body. I'm going to bleed you in the tub.
You know, I'm
going
to figure out what's going on here. Can I talk to Jim for a second?
With you, Jim? You mean Jim Gandolfini?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on a second. Jim.
Hey. Because, you know, this whole thing with...
Hi.
Hey. Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Jim, I'm doing great.
He's totally out of control.
What is the deal with Tony and the animals?
He's having a total and complete mental breakdown. Robert, would you get me a glass of water, please? I'm not thrilled with it, but he is really having a total mental breakdown, and I can't be responsible for it. Very, very disappointed.
Now,
it's slowing down the shooting schedule for the rest of the episodes, and I think we're going to need to get him in legitimate professional help, not just that stuff on the show.
Not the fake therapist on
the
show.
Very, very, very unhappy. I don't know what I can do. I try really hard to talk to him, to intervene, but there's just no way.
But Jim, if I could just break in for a second.
He just now insists on being followed around by all these animals.
Jim,
yes.
You, James Gandolfini.
That is I.
You're playing Tony Soprano.
This is true.
So, You,
yes,
Jim,
right,
brought all the animals today.
I understand this, but this is not me. As long as you understand the difference, it's not me. It's Tony,
but it's
that
one
brings
guy.
The animals. I don't bring the animals.
But I'm speaking now as the conscious actor.
You're speaking to me, James
Gandolfini.
But Jim is ill. You know, Jim is ill, and I am ill, and Tony is very, very ill. Mm. He is the sickest of all of us. We're all in here.
Wow.
Each and every one
and
of us.
And you just realized...
the guy that was on Crimson Tide.
You're speaking about yourself in third person.
Jim doesn't play that way.
What about that Robert Redford movie where you played the...
I played the warden of the military prison, and I went head-to-head with Robert Redford because I was basically jealous of his military service. He's around, too. All of my characters that I play are within me, and Tony, though, is the most demented and ill of the group. That's why he really can only establish, if we can be honest, a true relationship with animals.
Now
he's unable to communicate with other human beings.
I want to try an experiment here.
Yeah, fire away.
You try to stay with me.
All right.
And I'm going to let an animal back in.
Okay.
And I want to see for myself if you're able to control your emotions to remain James Gandolfini.
You can do this experiment, but I can guarantee you what will happen.
Good.
Look, it's a goose. I'm not fond of goose. Gooses. Or geese is there. They're awesome. Could you get it away before it soils the carpet? Please have it leave.
Wow. See, I thought we'd get some kind of amazing transformation.
No, not at all.
What was that?
That seems to be a Carmani hawk.
And that has no effect on you either.
Very rare bird. That's a little bluebird that's flying over here.
All right, you know what? Let me try an experiment. Bring that bird back. That bird right there. Let me catch him for a second.
Don?
Let me catch him for a second.
Oh, Don.
Yeah.
You're confusing me.
Hold on, Jimmy. I want to see something.
My brain's starting to hurt.
I want to see the reaction you have.
Yeah. All right.
Want to stomp on that bird?
Oh, dear.
And kill that bird.
That's not necessary. Why did you do something like that?
You know, it's
why,
not...
Why did you do that?
It's not you. It's Tony.
Well, Tony would be very upset. He'd be very angry.
Oh, I'm glad he wasn't here.
He might even threaten to kill you if he saw you step on that bird.
Well, don't tell him, okay?
Well, he could probably see it's under your foot bleeding.
Oh, or I'll get the bird out of here.
Okay, that's great.
And then let's bring Tony back in.
You'd like to bring Anthony back in?
Yeah, because it's obvious that the rational James Gandolfini doesn't have this reaction to animals.
Anthony, would you come back in here, please? Hold on a second. Here he comes.
Okay, Tony. We need Tony back.
Hey.
Hey.
Where's my bird? Where's my bird? Did you kill it?
I haven't seen your bird.
Let me look around. I see a feather under your foot.
I know.
The F is that. I swear to God, if you killed my bird, your whole family, everybody's going down. Do you understand that?
It's
not going to be a chance. You're not going to be able to go to Jersey. You're not going to be able to go to New York. I swear to God, why'd you kill a baby bird? A perfectly defenseless bird!
You asked Jim. I didn't do anything to the bird.
Hey, come on here. Look what I'm holding. It's Flipper. I'm holding an actual dolphin in my arms. They don't exist out of water very long, though. Ah, that's a good Flipper. I'm going to put it. This is my gorilla over here. I brought a boat in here right now. We're having a good time with all of them. All right. Oh, that calm down there. Come on down there, Mr. Boots. That's my chimpanzee, Mr. Boots. Hey, Mr. Boots is in here. Come on. Don't show your foot. I brought the horse back in here. There we go. Fantastic. They're all here. Come on, everybody. Gather around me, guys. We're having a fantastic time. There's going to be much It's my menagerie. Fantastic. Shut up, Mr. Boots. This is great. Where do they start? Hey, you know what's really fun?
What?
When they start throwing their poop at each other. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? You're not allowed.
Who is that?
Janice. That was Janice. She just peeked her head at the door. Get out of here, Janice. I don't hear you unless you knock. That's my sister. Why'd she come in here? I hope she's not going to duck her head in here again.
I don't know, Tony.
Hey, Janice, come on back in and say hello. No, that's all right. It's going to be fine. That's my little kitten. That's my little kitten. You play the animals, I'll tell you what they are. There's no question about it.
Right. But you love all of them.
I love all my beautiful creatures. God's creatures right there. That's my pet boa constrictor.
But you would be very angry.
That's
That's a giant anaconda.
You would be very angry if anything happened to any of these animals that you love so much.
I would not only be angry, I'll tell you right now, I can see that feather under your boot, and I know what you did, and I heard about your back, and I swear to God, you're not going to have to worry about that because I'll pay you all of that.
What is this, Tony?
That's a, that's my wolf. It's a wolf. Yeah, that's what it is. It's an ancient extinct wolf that I have acquired through my living duck connections.
It sounds a lot like the animal that might be loose in Mike O'Meara's front yard.
That is true. There's the mirthless laugh of the dam.
Hey, did you hear about that black, that little black doll that Mike found in his driveway?
Yeah, that's really nasty. The baby dolly?
Yeah.
It sounds like he's gone out of his mind. I think he's drinking too much. Calm down. Calm down. That's my jungle cat. That's Mr. Whiskers. My pet Siberian tiger, isn't he beautiful? Yeah. Look at him with his beautiful furry face. He's so gorgeous. I like him. Hello, my friends. It's my penguin. This is my pet penguin that I brought in right now.
Don't we have penguin music around?
Yeah, the penguin, he's just waddling around here. You calm down now. You calm down. I got a seagull and a penguin, both in the same place right now. Boy, this is tough. It's a juggling act trying to get them all. Come on, everybody, calm down. Come on down right now. Hey, penguin, I got music for you. There we are. We're all cutting by the pulley menagerie. Jesus, I'm getting a headache.
But, Tony.
Yeah, what do you want?
What I don't get is.
Yeah, go ahead.
You?
Yeah.
Love animals.
I love animals. They're the greatest of God's creatures.
Honestly,
we should take care of each and every one of them, including my snakes.
The first episode of The Sopranos.
Yeah,
you were very concerned about the ducks, the birds that were in your pool.
Yeah, the very, very, very lovely animals that fly to south for the winter.
And then you're concerned about the horse.
Yeah, the horse. And then Ralphie burned the barn down. They killed the horse. You should have seen the birth. Whoa, that almost ran over my feet. Come on back. Oh, they like to run around there. Sorry. I apologize. They made a mess in your hallway.
That's okay. Fantastic.
Oh, come on, everybody. Hey, Jay. Hey, it's a rodeo. That's everybody. I'm going to hop on one. Here we go.
This one. Okay, there he goes.
Oh.
Jim, come back.
Look at me.
Jim, come back.
I'm riding around in a circle.
Tony.
I'm riding around in a circle.
Tony, stop.
Let me get down and get off.
Okay, Tony.
Hey, I was a cowboy for a second there. Wow. Yeah, we had about 8 of my horses in there. I brought them all down in a trailer.
Okay,
I got a big tractor trailer. Like who's that guy collected all the animals? Moses. You know, he got all the animals 2x2.
Noah.
Yeah, whatever, smart boy.
You know about him?
Yeah.
And the pictures of your son?
No.
Yeah, that's it. What?
He has a picture of AJ when he was in the swimming pool as his screensaver.
No, that's not true.
What?
It's not true, Tony. He just
you
said that.
He's got a picture of Anthony Jr.
No.
On his computer?
Yes.
You're a dead man, Burbank. I swear to God. I'm going to send some of my animals over to you. They're going to tear your flesh off your bones.
Tony, we're up on a break here.
Go peck him to death. What's that? Oh, there they are. Look at that. Look, I got little hamsters.
That's a lot of hamsters.
They're big.
Our phone number is 877-365-3636.
Come on, my little friends.
877.
Go over and chew up the newsman.
365-3636.
Chew his sack off.
We'll take the first two calls right now to play Jeopardy.
Come on, my little friends.
With Tony.
I got a shower.
And somewhere there, Jim. Yeah, that's why you smelled so
bad. Yeah, I smell. I got all the animals and feed and all the poop and all that stuff, and I love them. They're my family.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look, I'm not back in 10 minutes. They call the cops. Standard operating procedure.
Here's some standard operating procedure. Stay the f*** away from Tony Soprano. Shut the f*** up and listen. It's over. Kabish? Over and done. You call or go anywhere near him or his family, and they'll be scraping your nipples off these fine leather seats.
The Don and Mike Show.
It smells like a damn zoo in here.
Providing you with plenty of emotional scarring. The Don and Mike Show.
Now we're here with Tony.
Yeah, that was Patsy. Hey, he's a good boy. He takes care of that. He's watching Christopher is in rehab.
Who's the next to die?
I can't tell you that. If I told you, I'd have to kill you. Let's just enjoy Ralph's death for a while, shall we?
And it was a good one.
It was. Wasn't it great? That's good. When we heard the bowling ball, we all went, whoa! Hey, what was that? I enjoyed that. I enjoyed killing him very much.
Probably not. Let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Thank you. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now, under the studio is a account from Columbia, Maryland. Let's say hi to David Keith. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Tony. Hey, LQ.
Howdy.
And now, under the studio is a what? It says he's a glazier.
I don't know
what the hell that means, but he's from Reno. Let's say hi to Tim Ingram.
Hey, Tim.
How you doing, Tony? How you doing, LQ?
Tim, what is a glazier?
Installed glass.
Ah, there you go. All right. Install this. And now I'm in the studio as the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Remember, David and Tim, don't screw with LQ.
Right.
And say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Howdy, boys. So you really enjoyed killing Ralph?
I had a great deal of a good time killing Ralph. It was a real good pleasure to kill him. Really, I heard him real good. I pounded his head until he was unconscious. Because he killed a defenseless animal. Yeah, he's a bad guy, too. He liked to have things put in his duke.
I know.
And then his wig came off, and Christopher didn't know that he had a wig on. It was so funny, and then his head was dripping. Oh, man, I enjoy it always.
One last thing I forgot to ask you. How was that Russian chick with one leg?
She was great. She had a great, great box. She really did.
Here are your categories, guys. They are.
What a box.
Your categories are Sopranos Death.
There you go. That's always a good category. Thank you for promoting the show, Doc.
Oprah the tabloids. True or false?
That bitch.
NFL starting quarterbacks.
Hey, that's good. I like football.
You're going to like this, Tony.
Okay.
Famous animals.
Hey, animals. I love animals. They're all good and nice to pet.
And new one, Divid home video. And let's see, Dave, we'll start with you.
What was the true or false one?
Oprah.
Oprah, true or false for one?
All right, these are stories in the tabloids about Oprah. True or false?
Good luck, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Oprah, to Mary Steadman, they're officially engaged.
What is true?
Yes.
$1 for you, David Keith. That's an actor, David Keith.
Brian Keith.
Yeah, there's a David Keith, too. Yeah,
is there really?
Yeah, he was in the...
Pet Cemetery.
All right. That's a good movie. I don't like animals dying, Rob.
No.
Go again, Dave.
Oprah, true or false for two, please.
Oprah gained 100 pounds recently.
What is false?
Right. According to the tabloids, she's lost 100 pounds.
Oh, wow. Come on. Look at her. Look at that ass.
I know.
She's got a great ass. Hog.
And you can see your head. All the way up it.
Yeah, that's Pacino.
That's Pacino.
He's a good actor. All right, David, you're in control. Select again, all right?
Oprah, true or false for three, please.
Oprah has 1 BM per day.
What is true?
But it's big.
That is true according to the Globe. They didn't say BM,
yeah,
but they inferred it when they were talking about her new diet.
BM. I love BM.
Hey, Tony.
You ever see a horse BM? It's huge.
You know what we call people on the show sometimes our bad callers?
What's that?
BM eaters.
It's as big as a suitcase. All right, David, you're in control.
Let's go with famous animals for one, please.
Ah, Disney's flying elephant.
Who is Dumbo?
Dumbo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Dumbo.
I'd like some Dumbo gumbo. That would taste good.
Dumbo gumbo.
I'd have to kill him then.
Hey, that's not funny.
Okay.
We're having a good time here. You're playing a game and you're talking about, would you kill the elephant so you could eat it?
Yeah. Have some Dumbo gumbo.
What? That's inappropriate and very bad. That's cruel.
I apologize.
Thank you. Apology accepted. David, you're in control.
Famous animals for two, please.
TV's first. Let's say first. TV's only talking horse.
Who is Mr. Ed?
Mr. Ed. Yes. Mr. Ed. A great show. I love that. That's a great show where he talks to the horse. All right, David, you're in control.
Let's close it out for three.
All right. Bart Simpson's dog.
Who is Santa's little helper?
There you go. Wow.
$3. Boy, he's run the category. The other guy, Tim, how you doing over there?
Flipping Einstein on the other end over there.
this guy is absolutely like a buzzsaw.
Yeah, buzzsaw. Just don't take my horse to it.
Okay, Dave, go again.
Let's go with state and capitals for one.
Boom.
Dave,
you are so dumb. That's not a category. Tim, select, please.
New on home video for one.
There you go.
Whoops.
Right. As a matter of fact, let's subtract a dollar from Dave.
All right, then now she's down to $11. Smart.
What do you think of that, Einstein?
There you go. New on Divid. Stars Tommy Lee Jones. Oh, what a softball.
Man, you were too busy being mean to the other guy. David, your chance to steal.
What is Men in Black 2?
There you go. He got his dollar back.
$1. He's back in control. Phew. He's got no money. Go again, David.
Let's go with 2.
Stars Mike Myers.
What is Austin Powers is Gold member?
Yeah, well, I even got Austin Powers is Gold member.
All right, man. $2 for you. Way to go, David.
Let's close it out for 3.
Stars Matthew McConaughey.
Don't know.
Tim, your chance to steal.
Have no clue.
Don't blame you. Some piece of ass called Rain of Fire.
Ah, what a piece of ass. Okay, David. You're in control.
They could call it a piece of BM.
Piece of BM. That movie was a piece of BM. All right. You're in control, David.
Let's go with Sopranos for 1.
Yay! Sopranos death.
Now we're talking. Yay.
Decapitated by Tony and Christopher.
Who is Ralph?
Right.
$1. Deserved every bit of it, too. Should have gone slower, like the horse. Okay, $1 for you.
Sopranos for 2, please.
Tossed off a boat by Tony.
Who's Big Pussy?
Yes,
$2 for you, man. You're a brainiac. You're getting them all right.
Let's close it out.
He dated Meadow before he got whacked.
You lost me there.
Hey, Tim, your chance to steal.
I should have been in Sacramento. I feel like a Sacramentoan right now.
Come on, guys. Jackie Jr.
Jackie
Aprio, Jackie Jr.
Right in the back of the head. A tragedy. All right, David, you're in control.
All right, this is where I become a fag. NFL starting QBs for 1.
You'll start this weekend for your St. Louis Rams.
Oh, who is Kurt Warner?
You didn't say that very faggy.
No.
Oh, Kurt Warner.
Yeah, let me tighten my bra. Ooh, let's dance. Come on. All right, go again.
NFL starting QBs for 2.
Starts this weekend for your Washington Redskins.
Oh, who is Werfel? Danny Werfel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, put my skirt on a little tighter. All right, go again.
Let's close it out for 3.
Starting this weekend for your Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm going to see if the other dude can answer 1. I don't know.
Tim.
Charity.
Your chance to steal.
Does Tim have any money?
Tim has nothing.
None. I've
made any effort at all.
It's John Kitna.
Is that the end of the first round?
That's it.
You're out of there, Tim.
And that means, Tim, you're going to get some parting gifts, and David, you're going to be playing with yourself.
That's great. I like these.
With Final Low-Budget Jip RD.
All right. And, Final Low-Budget Jip RD.
Here we go. Your category is The Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, I know that.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He created the character Spider-Man and is now suing Marvel Comics because he hasn't received any money for the movie. You see, the Sony Pictures is claiming that the movie hasn't made any money.
Yeah.
Even though it's taken in over $400 million.
I know how to play that game.
I know you do.
You want me to talk to him?
Anyway, he's the guy who created Spider-Man. We need his name. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question and... Oh, hold on, wrong tape. And a good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Tony's Treats. Tony's Treats. The snack cookie for your dog or your cat. Tony's Treats are made with beef byproducts and just a small hint of garlic and oregano. I designed these Tony's Treats myself so they can be enjoyed by both your dog or your cat. I hope you like them and your pet will eat them like effing crazy. In fact, they're so good, I even eat them for myself. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy without you.
Thanks, Tony.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
All right, first guy's inconsequential because he didn't get any right.
That's right. David gets to go on the next time if he gets it right.
Dave, he created Spider-Man.
Oh, who was Stan Lee?
That means that David right. Keith is our low budget Jeopardy champion.
Oh, that's right. Yes, it's Stan Lee. That means that Dave, you are the winner. Tim, don't go away mad. Just go away. No answers right at all. Mm. And now here is Tony Soprano. Tony.
First of all, Tim, you get these potting gifts. You're one of Soprano's gift packs.
Chat online with Soprano star Jamie Lynn Singer. That's Meadow, my daughter, on Sunday, December 1st at 10 p.m. Just log on to HBO.com/Sopranos and submit your questions. But wait,
there's more.
You want an Ultimate Fighting Championship prize pack. Order Ultimate Fighting Championship 40 Vendetta on Friday, November 22nd. That's tonight at 10 p.m. Live and only on pay-per-view from the MGM Grand in Vegas by calling your local cable provider. UFC, as real as it gets. And you get to double your score there, Brian.
David.
You double your score to $40. We throw a $25 bonus for total $65.
All right. That, you can call me whatever you want, Tony.
There you go. Okay, fag.
Guys,
thanks for the opportunity of looking like a loser. I appreciate it.
No problem.
What do you mean?
Thank you.
Looking like a loser.
I'm a loser.
Right. Thank you.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too.
Thanks, man.
Tony.
Yeah.
Always great to see you.
Well, it's always a pleasure.
And
it's always nice to come by.
I know that you want to ride the elephant out?
I'd like to, if you don't mind. Let me just climb up.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, and
come on there, Mr. Boots.
Always remember and never forget. Low Budget Jeff Hardy's a production of
Low Ride Incorporated, and it's distributed by King Will on Mush.
All named Mr. B.
And that one of the other animals was named Mr. Boots.
Yeah, he likes that name, Mr. Boots.
His elephant, Mr. Boots. His monkey, Mr. Boots. Uh-huh.
His dolphin and his penguin.
Mr. Boots.
Actually, his dolphin's name is Slipper.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Mr. Boots.
Me.
He made it up.
Here he is, Mr. Boots. Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today? David Letterman gets his own alley.
All right, and David Letterman alley, let me say, that's Buzz's lead, and now caller 100, you got to be a dad or a mom, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, because this is a prize for a kid.
Very good.
A Lionel train set, and it's not one of those cheap jobbers. It's, Mike.
I'm a dad.
Mike, it's got to be call 100.
Oh, that's right. Employees not eligible.
Phone number 877-365-3636. The Lionel train, courtesy of Lionel Buy and Sell, the metro area's largest train shop, located in Kensington, 301-949-4000. We got it right now, valued at almost $1,000.
There you go.
For the 100th caller on the toll-free line.
Get even.
It's, I think we're giving away like an expensive prize every day.
Very good. Wow.
For the next 12 days. Get it, everybody? Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike Show. That was very
professional, all right?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's go to D.C. and Garrison's on the line. What say you, Garrison?
Hey, O'Reilly, how you doing?
Good.
I would have to give Person of the Year to a man that's led, to a man that stuck up for what he believed in, to a man that backed down from no challenge. That would have to be Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show. Now, are you related to this guy?
What's that?
Are you related to him? Do you know him?
No.
Did he give you a car?
No.
Because Garrison, on the screen here, it has Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
Oh, you did not. You wanted to give this guy a plug, Garrison. We know where you live. We're going to come over to your house tonight and take a reprisal. But it'll be a gentle reprisal. It'll probably force you to wash our car.
Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let's get our Bill O'Reilly thought of the day to head you off into the weekend.
God, I'm senile here.
Thank you, Bill. Just ahead of Buzzy Lou. Let's give away this nice Lionel train set. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, am I caller 100?
Are you a parent?
Yes, I am.
Really? Of what?
A boy and a girl.
Ah, very good. Nice enough. And what's your name?
Joe.
Are you from Joe?
Sacramento.
Ah, Joe. Enjoy your Lionel train set from Lionel Buy and Sell. See the latest the 21st century has to offer in accessories, scenery, and trains, including sets with sound and electric control.
Cool.
Lionel Buy and Sell. Enjoy.
Right on. Thank you.
Incidentally, that's a boy's toy. Give that give that to the boy.
Definitely. I've been pricing trains. I wanted to get him involved in them, and And yeah, they're expensive.
They are.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I might have to make an argument on that one. I think my daughters have both expressed interest in trains for this Christmas.
You get them nice dollies.
They have plenty of dollies.
You get them dollies.
Yeah.
Let them play.
Yeah,
with
exactly.
Thank you. Hold on a second. Let them play with that nice dolly down in your driveway.
Oh, hello, Elizabeth.
It's long gone, Don. It frightened me.
Now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. David Letterman didn't get the interstate or the stadium he requested, but he is getting an alley named after him.
That's pretty funny.
Last year, Letterman asked his alma mater, Ball State University, to name its football stadium after him, but universities only do that if they get a big contribution, and Letterman didn't make one. This year, he asked his hometown of Muncie to make name a stretch of interstate after him, but again, without forking over any dough, they turned down his request. Now, city officials have decided to name the South Walnut Street Alley, downtown, Letterman Alley.
Actually, on his show, what he wanted was, you know, much like the Beltway.
Right. Yeah, he wanted the David Letterman Expressway.
That there is a 465. Mm-hmm. He's living in Indianapolis. It's like the Beltway. It's a highway that goes around.
Want the Dave Letterman Expressway?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a big highway that goes around the city. Mm-hmm. He wanted that to be named the Dave. Yeah, the Dave.
The Dave Letterman Expressway.
Right. And he was saying on his show that people would just say, how do you get there? Well, you get on the Dave.
The Dave.
Yeah. You get on the Dave. But they stiffed him, so who finally gave him the alley? Muncie?
City officials in his hometown of Muncie, Indiana.
Muncie.
Letterman Alley is located between a bar and a comedy club. It'll be dedicated December 5th, complete with street signs and a camera to broadcast live pictures of the alley on the Internet. Letterman and his people have not yet commented on that.
He won't be there.
He won't
no.
touch it.
Oh, no, heaven.
He won't. I bet he doesn't even acknowledge it on the show.
Right. Well, Liza Minnelli and her husband, David Guest, say it's not their fault their reality show got canceled before it ever hit a TV screen. VH1 says it is their fault. But Liza and David have begun a bashing blitz against VH1, starting last night on Larry King Live. They blame a 29-year-old producer from the cable music network. They say Liza was singing with Ray Charles and Ashford and Simpson at a dinner party in her home when the producer insisted she also sing with younger VH1 stars like Michelle Branch.
I saw some of this the other night,
right.
And it's hard to tell who's wearing more makeup. If it's him
right.
or her, and he is totally manipulating her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like she sits there, and Larry King would, you know, Liza, what's new for you? And she would start to answer, and then he finishes.
Oh, that's sad, because she's still so wasted.
Right. Mm.
Well, David Guest says he refused the request for Liza to sing with a younger singer like Michelle Branch, and then he says the producer yelled at him and hit him on the arm.
Oh, God.
He also says the producer wouldn't turn off his cell phone while Liza was singing. The network says it canceled the show because the couple wouldn't give it the access it needed.
So then Larry King says to them, what do you have upcoming?
Mm-hmm.
And the husband says, Liza signed to be in a major motion picture. We can't talk about that yet. It's with a famous British director. But what I have coming up is for the third year in a row, I'm producing the WKTU Christmas Extravaganza. And what it is it's a disco party put on by one of the dance stations in New York City.
Oh, my God.
You know, but for a radio station.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the guy.
This is Liza Minnelli.
Hi.
Don and Mike. How can I say this? Are a gang.
And I know Rob has questioned the sexuality of David Guest, but I believe also on that same Larry King show, he said that his favorite part of Liza was her left breast.
And her labia majora.
I thought I'd pass that along.
What do you think that looks like now?
Which? Probably the same. Officials in the Hamptons are making it very difficult for Jerry Seinfeld to spruce up his house there.
Aww.
2 years ago, Jerry paid Billy Joel $32 million for the 10.5-acre estate.
Sick as that.
Some of the wood in the house was rotting, so Jerry started hiring guys to make repairs and changes. But now, town bureaucrats say Jerry's torn 85% of the house apart for his renovations, and they say he doesn't have nearly enough paperwork for that. Quoting a building inspector, he needs permits up the yin-yang. Seinfeld's people say he has all the permits he legally needs.
Who are these people?
Exactly. By the way, outside the main house is a 3-bedroom house for the hired help, a 5-bedroom guest cottage, and a 22-car garage.
Oh, you know, kill him right now. God damn.
22-car garage.
22 cars.
It's his passion.
He likes cars.
It's his passion.
Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson together again. The former football duo reunited yesterday for an interview taped to air on Fox's NFL pregame show Sunday. They also reportedly settled some old issues in what Jimmy Johnson says was an emotional meeting.
Hey, where's that tape we have, Rob, of Jimmy Johnson laughing like an idiot?
Johnson coached Jerry's team from 89 to 93, but they had a falling out that prompted Johnson to leave the Cowboys.
How about you, Tim?
94.
That's the tape we're looking for.
Wasn't
right
bad.
Now.
Now Johnson's a football analyst for Fox, and he says Jones invited him to do the interview.
Yeah, here you go.
Hell of a job. That's a way to fight through it. How about you, Tim?
Right.
Wasn't bad.
Good old boy.
That laugh.
They won't say what they discussed. Johnson was apparently joking when he told reporters yesterday he offered me a contract and I turned it down.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, Buzz, hold on.
Right.
We'll be right back.
Here. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
For the young gay boy in rural America who thinks he's alone, he's not. He has the Don and Mike Show.
Let me welcome new affiliates, Keene, New Hampshire, WKNE, Superior, Wisconsin, WXTP, and starting Monday, Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Let me say hi to all those good kids up at Keene State College.
Pittsburgh is WURP. Warp. Now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Despite the outrage around the world, German officials have decided not to press charges against Michael Jackson for dangling his baby over a fourth-story railing. Children's advocates in England and the U.S. were demanding Jackson be arrested for reckless endangerment. Instead, the Germans last night gave him an award for his work with children, the Bambi Award.
Dumb Nazis.
Yes.
I have the Bambi Award.
Yesterday, Jackson's fans in Berlin caught a glimpse of his apparent look-alike, a man wearing exactly the same outfit as Michael.
Hi, I'm Michael Jackson.
Appeared with Michael at his hotel room window yesterday.
God.
The double wore a white sheet over his head while Jackson simply wore his surgical mask.
Buzz is brought to us tonight by Viramax Sexual Enhancer.
Right.
Have great sex more often with Viramax. Finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Sorry, Buzz, I forgot to mention
that. That's all right. And after, by the way, his fans held up an anti-tabloid sign, Michael Jackson sent him down a pizza.
There you go.
Hey, and real nice when he took his kids to the zoo.
Yes.
Did you see the pictures that he had?
I saw some pictures of him at the zoo where they've got, like, the same kind of veil on or something like that.
What do they call those things? The barupas or...
A burka.
A burka.
That's what they're wearing, the burkas.
Yeah, he keeps his kids covered at all times.
Idiot.
At least their heads.
Oh, the zoo.
Shannon in the morning.
Hi, zoo.
Here's an invention men are not going to like. It's called a nippet. Its purpose is to hide women's nipples. A self-adhesive patch on each breast will supposedly keep her nipples from popping up under clothing, even in a room as cold as the Don and Mike studio.
Stop it.
Oh, no.
The inventor says she got the idea during an Alaskan cruise. She's a Hollywood costume designer, and she got help from her doctor husband. She says her customers include her movie studio, the producers of the soap opera Passions, Halle Berry, J-Lo, and Angelina Jolie.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Quoting her, we're not trying to say it's a bad thing for women's nipples to show. This is just for the times you don't want them showing.
Oh, yeah. Don't F yourself.
There should never be those times.
In sports, the Washington Redskins held their first players-only meeting yesterday.
You know, that's always a good sign.
Veterans Daryl Green and Bruce Smith called the meeting before practice.
Okay, on three. We suck. One, two, three. We suck.
They're going to win this weekend.
Yep.
The idea was to get players to focus on the last six games.
How many Benjamins would you like to bet on that?
Zero. They want to focus now on the games instead of their coaching problems. There's been concern that new coach Steve Spurrier isn't picking up the NFL fast enough.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And finally, porn...
It's his fault.
Porn star Kim Kelly has put on a little weight, so she's going on a diet. She hopes to lose 10 to 20 pounds over the next 30 days. She plans to do this with an all-liquid diet.
Yeesh. I know something she could drink.
That's what she's going to drink.
Oh, no.
Number three?
Yeah.
Right.
All month. Uh-huh. Nothing but. And the occasional banana shake.
Uh-huh.
To clear the palate, apparently.
Yeesh.
She's planning 6 meals a day. More than 800 men have already volunteered.
Yeesh.
Once they get screened for diseases, they will then supply the protein and zinc and other nutrients.
I got it right here. And Lisa, I think we should book this girl on the show.
Got a favor in return.
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Wow.
On the Don and Mike Show.
We got it right here. Her name is Kim Kelly, right?
She's quite chubby, yes.
Yeah.
That's her.
Mm-hmm. Her website is www.manjuicediet.com.
Yeah. You didn't say Tim Kelly, did you?
No.
Kim Kelly.
Oh, Kim
Kelly.
Wow.
That's it. Gotta go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. See you Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Heineken.
Hey, my cook is full of juice.
And you?
Oh, yeah.
BM.
Eaters.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.